Especially Tiger Balm's new pain-relieving patch.
You got that right. The patch works for me.
Tiger Balm's pain-relieving patch. Just apply the advanced hydrogel patch and Tiger Balm goes deep. Deep into aching muscles and joints. So, Jerry, go for the Balm. The Tiger Balm pain-relieving patch.
Take a tip from me, Jerry Rice. Go for the Balm. Tiger Balm. And put the Tiger in your team.
Available at drugstores everywhere.
Something new is happening every minute of every day to impact your business, your investments, your opportunities to enrich your life. Forbes.com is here to help. You'll find over 1,500 stories a day on business, technology, the latest market updates, personal investment advice, the world's best in travel, cars, and wines, and the famed Forbes lists. Manage your portfolio and track the latest news on companies and the executives who run them with our exclusive tracker tools and alerts. Get the up-to-the-minute information and tools you need to succeed. Visit Forbes.com today.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. George W. Bush says America's military is making a significant difference in the lives of tsunami victims. Bush spoke to reporters at the Pentagon today after getting a briefing on the relief efforts as well as the global war on terror. He said U.S. servicemen and women in South Asia are showing compassion for those who suffered, and he said those efforts are appreciated by the host countries. Yesterday, Indonesia demanded that foreign troops leave hard-hit Aceh province by the end of March. In recent years, that region has been hit by separatist rebels. About his closed-door briefing on the anti-terror efforts, Bush said America must constantly review its plans, and quoting here, never lose our will. A victory today of sorts for supporters of evolution. A federal judge in Atlanta ordered the removal of stickers which had been placed in high school biology textbooks in Cobb County, Georgia. The stickers called evolution a theory, not a fact. The judge ruled the disclaimers were unconstitutional. Parents and the American Civil Liberties Union had challenged the stickers in court, arguing they violated the constitutional separation of church and state. The school system said the warning stickers were a show of tolerance, not religious activism. The case one of several in recent years over what role evolution should play in science books. Since the summer, some frequent domestic flyers have been participating in a special security program at airports that allows them to move more quickly through security. Well, now Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge announcing another program to expand the quick access to international visitors who fly frequently to and from the United States. The program will start in April, and starting small with only the Netherlands participating. Passengers at the airport in Amsterdam and New York's JFK will be affected. In order to participate, the foreign visitors have to present machine-readable passports, submit their fingerprints for biometric verification, also have to be photographed, and then make a specific declaration at a special kiosk before they get on the plane. The soldier accused of inmate abuse in Iraq's Abu Ghraib prison did not testify in his own defense. Specialist Charles Grainer's lawyers rested their case today in his defense. The alleged ringleader of the abuse is accused of conspiracy, assault, dereliction of duty, and indecent acts. One group says the standing of the U.S. as a world leader on human rights has taken a hit. New York-based Human Rights Watch says the torture of detainees at Abu Ghraib prison and Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, lessens America's long-held status. In part, the group says the U.S. undermined international law by openly defying it. In the annual report, Human Rights Watch urges the Bush administration to appoint a special prosecutor to investigate any U.S. officials participating in such abuse. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
After years of marriage, your husband still leaves the seat up. Spouse satisfaction rating, -2%. Your car insurance company saves you hundreds of dollars and handles your claim quickly and fairly. Car insurance satisfaction rating, 97%. Oh, you must have Geico.
Geico's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? Geico, 1-800-947-AUTO.
Hello, everybody. This is Dave the Alligator Wrangler, deep in the walls of the swamp. There's the alligator now. I'm going to sneak up on him. I'm really lucky that the thunderstorms we had yesterday have passed, so don't startle her. If there's one thing that makes an alligator grumpy, it's a thunderstorm.
Ow!
She's got me arm in her mouth. I should have checked AccuWeather.com for the latest, most accurate weather anywhere. Now, if I could just get my arm back, I could type in AccuWeather.com and find out about the thunderstorm. AccuWeather.com. Access it for free, link to it for free, and buy it for your site. Come on, give me the arm back. That's a good girl.
If your debt is out of control and you are buried with credit card bills, there's a secret you should know. Debt Relief of America can eliminate up to 75% of your credit card debt. That means principal and interest gone. Here's how it works. Credit card companies don't want the average consumer to know about special policies they have to help them recover on late bills. Debt Relief of America negotiates with the credit card companies on your behalf using these secret programs so that you can eliminate up to 75% of your debt. This is more than just a reduction in interest. This means your credit card bills are gone. They do all the work for you so you get the best possible settlement. Eliminate your late fees and avoid the stigma that comes from going bankrupt. Call now for your free, no-obligation professional debt relief consultation. Call for free information now. 800-637-9841. 800-637-9841. Wipe your debt clean. Call 800-637-9841. That's 800-637-9841.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
The Al Franken Show.
Hi, this is Al Franken. What kind of guests do you think we should have on the Al Franken Show? Should we continue to have the kind of guests we currently have, or should we book people more like the three tenors? Defending the status quo will be our regular guest, Joe Connison, a columnist for Salon and the New York Observer, and Professor Leon Firth, who was National Security Advisor to Vice President Al Gore. Join us for another precedent-reinforcing podcast of the Al Franken Show.
Good afternoon, truth seekers. I mean, good evening. It's about 7 past the hour. I don't know if y'all can hear that terrible echo that we're experiencing, but it makes it impossible for me to talk. Maybe we can get that taken care of very quickly. There, it's gone. Isn't that wonderful? Let me start again. Good evening, truth seekers. Welcome to the program. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. If you want to get a set on the program between now and next Tuesday, tonight's night to do it. I'll be off tomorrow and Monday. So we'd like to hear from you tonight. The phone number is 866-303-2270. A couple of quick hitters here before we get to the main event. This crossed my desk just this evening. It's from the Seattle newspaper, the Post Intelligencer, and it's about the United States military putting its homophobic policies above national security. You know, I don't quite get this. I never have, but what the hell. Here's the story. The number of linguists, American linguists, who speak Arabic or Farsi, discharged from the United States military for violating the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy is much higher than previously reported. I can remember, Kathy, about 2 years ago, we reported that seven people who were adept at speaking Arabic or Farsi, had been discharged because they were gay. It turns out that the number is more like 26 Arab speakers had been discharged, tossed out of the military because they were gay. By the way, the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy allows gays and lesbians to serve in the military as long as they keep their sexual orientation private and do not engage in homosexual acts. What? Don't. Oh, Jesus. That's just like the religious nutballs in this country who say, well, we love gays, but we just don't want them to be gay. We don't want them to do the nasty. You know. Oh, God. I mean, the word is homosexual. That means sex with same sex, you know. So if you're not having sex with the same gender, then I guess by definition you're not really homosexual, are you? I mean, I don't know, right? Heterosexual means that you have sex with the opposite sex or the other sex or something, you know. So if you're not having sex with the opposite or the other, then you're not really heterosexual, are you? Oh, God, who knows? Who knows? I'm so glad I live in a country that can make these kinds of distinctions. But here's the deal. The military, the United States military, is placing homophobia ahead of national security. That makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? Huh? Remember, in the weeks leading up to the attack on this country, in 2001, September 11th, there were many, many, many messages flying across the internet, flying across the cables and so on and so forth, being intercepted, but they were in Arabic. And we had fired, the military had fired 26, now it turns out, gay translators. Translators who could have read this stuff and said, uh-oh. Of course, they probably would have translated it, handed it to Condoleezza Rice, and she would have just put it on the stack somewhere. Our new Secretary of State. Isn't she a piece of work? But anyway, experts, not me, not you, experts have identified the shortage of Arabic linguists as contributing to the Bush crime family's failure to stop the attacks on this country. Oh, by the way, the Independent September 11th Commission made the same conclusion. Why get riled up? Why get riled up? Better not to have queers in the military than to prevent attacks on this country, right? Isn't that what's going on here? Yeah, well, whatever. From Washington, a Spokane woman trying to divorce her husband. 2 years after he was jailed for beating her, has been told by a judge she can't get out of the marriage while she's pregnant. She's pregnant. 2 years ago, her psychopathic husband beat her and was sent to jail. Now she's pregnant. Oh, I see. You're saying, well, why did she have sex with him? No. He's not the father. Her boyfriend is the father, the prospective father. Now, this case argues a state law that allows a couple to divorce if neither spouse challenges it against The case pits a first-year attorney who argues that state law allows any couple to divorce if neither spouse challenges it against a longtime family law judge who asserts that the rights of an unborn child trump a woman's right to divorce. Can you believe this? Well, of course you can. The religious and political right in this country despises gays, despises women, despises children who are the living, breathing human beings, breathing oxygen that they don't get through an umbilical cord or a placenta. Despises everybody except, well... Anyway, the woman involved says the husband she's trying to get rid of is not the child's father. And there's nothing, according to her attorney, there's nothing in Washington state law that says a mother can't get a divorce if she's pregnant. Her lawyer says, we don't live in 15th century England. I'm absolutely dumbfounded by this. Now, her husband was convicted in 2002 of beating her. She separated from him after the attack and filed for divorce last April. She later became pregnant by another man and is due in March. Her husband never contested the divorce. However, the approved divorce papers didn't note that Hughes was pregnant. Ah, yeah. So her attorney filed amended papers to correct that omission. And the next day, she spoke with the judge by phone, the attorney. The judge said he planned to rescind the divorce and did so right after the November 4th hearing. The judge says,
it's not the child's fault that mom got pregnant. The answer is, you don't go around doing that when you're not divorced.
What? What? Now, the attorney has appealed this judge's ruling. The attorney says it's a very dangerous precedent to set, particularly in this case with a woman who's a victim of domestic violence. But you see, this is what the political and religious right wants. They call them covenant marriages. Oh, they'll say, well, now, it doesn't apply if there's abuse. But, you know, I have known people, couples, women, here in Atlanta. There was a church here, the Harvester. What is that sick psychopathic church where all the preachers were molesting the Chapel Hill Harvester? It's one of those mega churches. And several years back, their counselors and ministers were charged with, accused by a number of women that when the women went for counseling, these preachers would sexually abuse them and molest them and tell them, well, here, get down on your knees and pray. Oh, while you're down there, you know, that sort of thing. And it was a huge scandal here in Atlanta. Huge scandal. Oh, my God. But those people survived the scandal, as these religious right freaks always do. And now there's talk, now that Georgia has gone totally Republican, of introducing what has been introduced in several states, covenant marriages. Do you know what a covenant marriage is? That's a marriage you can't get out of. And they'll say, well, now, we don't hold you to covenant marriage if there's abuse. Yes, they do. They make you go to counseling. That's part of it. And in the counseling sessions, you can bet your bottom dollar on this, woman will be told, now, look, missy, you got to submit. The Bible says, be a submissive wife. You're not being submissive. Submit. Submit, sweetheart. You don't think so? Check out the Christian Reconstruction Movement. That organization is closely identified with the three leading touchscreen voting manufacturers. Oh, we've been all through this. We've been all through this, haven't we? So, what? Oh, is it time for a break already? Oh, my God. Anyway, here you have it. A professor at University of Washington School of Law said he's never heard of a judge rescinding a divorce because of a woman's pregnancy. You see what's coming, girls? You know what's coming, don't you? Huh? You ready for it? Are you ready for it? Wait till you hear this next story. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America. Oh, get right with God. Yes, you know you got to get right with God.
Do you know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the internet. Childabuseunit.com.
If you're in sales or marketing, here's a new tool that will send your commissions through the roof. It's called GoToMeeting, the easiest, most affordable online meeting solution. With just a few clicks of a mouse, you can hold sales presentations and demo products with people located anywhere in the world without leaving your office. You'll close deals dramatically faster and enhance client satisfaction, all while driving down travel costs, which means your sales will skyrocket. Plus, it's affordable. Unlike other web conferencing services, for example, WebEx, GoToMeeting doesn't charge per meeting or per minute. Hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you want, all at one low rate. Plus, conference calling is free. And the best part? You can try GoToMeeting free. There's no cost or obligation. Just free, unlimited online meetings for 30 full days. Visit GoToMeeting.com. Click the Radio Listeners button and use America as your promo code. That's GoToMeeting.com, Radio Listeners button, promo code America. Discover how GoToMeeting can make you more money today.
For licensing information, visit www.careonecredit.com. When you're struggling with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt's all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life, so call them now. 800-298-3028. 800-298-3028. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling today. 800-298-3028. 800-298-3028. That's 800-298-3028.
Huge dread spending another season in your old, dreary kitchen. Then bring it to dazzling life again with cabinet refacing from Sears. Call 1-800-448-6600 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save 15% on select styles. Sears Cabinet Refacing can transform your kitchen without the time, expense, or mess of building all new cabinets. In about 4 to 6 days, your old kitchen can have new elegance, just the way you imagine, with your choice of hundreds of decorator styles. Services and materials are provided by Bill Ray, a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So call Sears Cabinet Refacing at 1-800-448-6600 and save 15% on select styles. Offer ends January 31st. Not available in all areas. Some restrictions apply. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing now. 1-800-448-6600. That's 1-800-448-6600.
No subliminal messages for you to misunderestimate. It's Mike Malloy. He's commonsensical.
Yes, he is. 21 past the hour. So what do we got so far? We have gay linguists being kicked out of the army, or I should say linguists have to be gay, being kicked out of the army because you're gay. Now, that has nothing to do with anything other than religious bias. That's all it is, because it says so in the Bible, right? Doesn't it say in the Bible? Huh? Jesus never said anything about it, but the Old Testament, whatever. So linguists are thrown out because they have to be gay, which means putting a religious agenda, a homophobic religious agenda, ahead of national security. That's a good idea, huh? And second, a judge won't let a woman divorce while she's pregnant. She says it's not her her battering spouse's baby. If it becomes a baby, you know, right now it's not. It's a fetus. But she claims it's from her boyfriend. The judge says, I don't care. I don't care if it's immaculate conception. You're not getting a divorce because you're pregnant. We don't do that in this state. The state in question is Washington? Really? Now, there's no law that says that. The judge is saying it because he's a religious freak. Here's the third one. There's a woman in... Where's this from? This is from... Where's it from, damn it? New Hampshire. There's an 80-year-old woman there. Her name is Helen Johnson. She's a retired pediatrician. And she doesn't really consider herself now much of a risk for being sued. She's an 80-year-old retired pediatrician. But her insurance company, the Providence Mutual Fire Insurance Company, her life insurance company, says, we don't agree. So they're going to cancel Dr. Helen Johnston's extra coverage that she bought years ago while she still practiced medicine. Not because she's a doctor, retired doctor, but because she's active in politics in a town in New Hampshire called Francistown. the Providence Mutual Fire Insurance Company sent her a letter last month notifying her it is not renewing her $1 million umbrella policy next month because of, quote, the political positions the insured holds, end quote. The vice president for underwriting for the insurance company says, well, if she was just a retired doctor, it wouldn't be an issue. But she's the vice chairwoman of the town's Democratic Committee and a member of the Hillsborough County Democratic Committee. She helps campaigns by distributing posters and making phone calls. And she held a get-out-the-vote session for Howard Dean at her house. And the freak from the insurance company says that's enough. Well, then, who carries the insurance on George Bush or Tom DeLay? Shouldn't they be canceling those? Oh, never mind. It's because, I would assume, here's a woman, a retired doctor, 80 years old, who is vice chairman of her town. Now, let me see a show of hands. How many people have ever heard of Francistown, New Hampshire? Can I see some hands out there? No? Nobody? Okay. She is a vice chairwoman of Francistown's Democratic Committee and a member of the Hillsborough County Democratic Committee, which I would assume embraces Francistown. And what did she do? She helps campaigns by distributing posters and making phone calls. But the insurance company says, well, she's too risky. I don't know whether they think a roadside explosive device is going to hit her on a back road in New Hampshire. She's going to be hit by an RPG from a pissed off Vermont Republican. Well, there you go. I don't make this stuff up. I really don't. And sometimes it staggers me. You know, I watch Keith Olbermann's countdown sometimes while we're preparing the show here. It's on here in Atlanta from 8 till 9, and we go on the air at 10, and yada, yada. And he has a section called Oddball. Let's play Oddball. You know, the odd stories. This whole damn program is Oddball. Mine. Everything. Here's another one. Radio personality Ski Anderson from Indiana just sent this to me. U.S. military wanted a, quote, sex bomb, close quote. A sex bomb that would make enemy soldiers irresistible to each other was considered by the U.S. military. Declassified documents reveal the Pentagon toyed with the idea of an aphrodisiac chemical weapon in 1994. Now, this is reported in the Herald Sun, which is the Australian newspaper that I quote from quite a bit. Anyway, declassified documents show the Pentagon toyed with the idea of an aphrodisiac chemical weapon in 1994. The gas would have made enemy soldiers sexually irresistible to each other. The weapons developer said homosexual behavior among troops would deal, quote, a distasteful but completely non-lethal blow, so to speak, to morale. The plans, unearthed from a U.S. Air Force laboratory in Ohio, were published in New Scientist magazine and picked up by the Herald Sun. I haven't heard about this in the Washington Post and New York Times. Have you? I've heard about ABC. What is that? So it was a gas that would swoop over enemy troops and make them sexually irresistible to each other, and they would all just start doing each other, and nobody would die, but it would deal a distasteful but completely non-lethal blow to morale. God, whoever wrote this has a way with words, huh? Oh, my God. Had to be Rumsfeld's idea. Just had to be. Quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Today, millions of minor arthritis pain sufferers are dealing with another painful issue. What pain reliever should I take? For arthritis pain, doctors have recommended the active ingredient in Aleve for nearly 30 years. Extensive clinical studies have shown Aleve is safe and effective when used as directed. That's why doctors trust Aleve. So read the label and talk to your doctor about Aleve. Doctor recommended Aleve, safe and strong all day long. If pain gets worse or lasts more than 10 days, stop taking and consult your doctor.
My name's McBride. I'm an attorney.
An act of betrayal.
There is something wrong with this case.
A hidden motive.
I'm not trying to obstruct justice, are you?
A new detective. John Larroquette is McBride, a tough lawyer for the little guy.
I don't like to see anybody get railroaded.
The Hallmark Channel mystery movie, McBride, premieres tomorrow night at 9, 8 central on Hallmark Channel. Get a clue at hallmarkchannelmysteries.com.
Doing your own taxes. Only the most brilliant financial minds have the confidence to attempt it. Until TurboTax. Now the math impaired can do it. The disorganized. The overworked. The worrywarts. Even the procrastinators.
TurboTax gives millions of Americans the confidence to do their own taxes. It's easy and accurate thanks to special tools like our deduction finder and error check. TurboTax. Taxes made easy. Taxes done right.
Emerging research suggests you consume substantial quantities of tomatoes every day to reduce your risk of cancer.
Five tomatoes every day?
To get your daily dose, try Lycomato.
Day after day.
All the power of five whole tomatoes in one little pill. With lycopene and all the other antioxidants found naturally in the tomato.
You're talking 152 tomatoes a month?
The power of five tomatoes in one little pill.
That's 1,825 tomatoes a year.
Look for Vitamin Shop brand Lycopene with Lycomato in your local vitamin shop.
Planet Check.
B100 is soy much better.
B100 is 100% soy fuel that replaces diesel fuel.
That's Matt Slivey, Vice President of Manufacturing for Hutchinson Salt Company. They're the first mine to use B100 underground.
We are burning 100% soy, and we have not had to make any modifications to our engines except the replacement of the rubber hoses that feed the fuel to the injectors. We have had very good results from it.
The government is also promoting soy fuel.
In Washington, they're looking at a biofuel tax credit. For every gallon of 100% soy fuel that we use, we would get back $1 a gallon tax credit on our income tax at the end of the year.
Learn more at biodiesel.org. That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is possible thanks to the National Biodiesel Board. Get pumped up for the conference from January 30th to February 2nd in Florida. Register now at biodiesel.org.
There's a moment when you know you've found the love of your life.
It was a bright night. The moon was shining through the clouds.
I don't know whether it was just the atmosphere of the evening.
12 hours went by. It seemed like an hour.
And then he said, I love you. That was the moment.
Hi, I'm Dr. Neil Clark Warren, founder of eHarmony.com. At eHarmony, we know that the secret to magical moments like these is being matched on the very deepest dimensions of compatibility, so that when you fall in love, you know it has the depth and richness to last a lifetime.
We just hit it off. We had everything in common.
I was just smitten right then and there. I'll never forget that moment.
I have found the person that I want to spend the rest of my life with.
Let us help you find the love of your life. Log on to eHarmony.com and start the journey right this moment. It begins with the powerful experience of getting your personality profile, a $40 value, yours free, when you log on to eHarmony.com.
The following is a celebrity impersonation and not an evil endorsement of any kind.
Hello, and welcome to my underground weather station. A few years ago, before I was in deep freeze, I invented a little something called AccuWeather.com.
Dr. Weather, AccuWeather.com already exists.
It does?
Yes, at AccuWeather.com, you can get the most accurate weather anywhere.
You already have that, hmm?
Yes.
Email to you?
Yes.
What about to your mobile device, perhaps, or desktop?
Yes.
Right. Okay, people, AccuWeather.com. If you need the info, get AccuWeather.com.
Access it for free, link to it for free, or buy it for your site.
Right, I already knew that.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis.
800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Friday's Morning Sedition. We're kicking off our book club with my buddy Sam Lipsyte and his new book, Homeland, which sounds like this.
The puppyish sucking of body parts at a nearby motor lodge.
And this.
House bathing at knife point in the phlegm of the dead.
Sam Lipsyte, disturbing and funny, just like Cardinal Milfington, who's also on Friday's Morning Sedition.
On Air America Radio.
Need some wood?
Twenty-six before the hour. One more here before we get to the serious, heavy-duty, gut-wrenching, mind-warping, brain-twisting stuff, okay? In other words, just another day in bushland. Ken Schramm is an editorial writer for KOMO television in Channel 4 in Seattle, I believe. Is it Seattle? I think it's Seattle. And he says, so now they're trying to eat their own. Fanatics within the state Republican Party are targeting Secretary of State Sam Reed. They want him gone. Republicans to have started a recall effort to boot him out of office. Why? Because Sam Reed had the audacity to operate within the guidelines of state law in dealing with the insanity of what folks in Washington now call the election. Secretary of State Sam Reed is being crucified for doing his job. Because, with no reason not to, he certified Christine Gregory as governor. So up pops this group of rampaging Republicans who decided that because Secretary Reed ran on the party ticket, in other words, he's a Republican, he's obligated to be their partisan lapdog. They figure, these Republican thugs figure, the Secretary of State should have taken it on himself to toss out the election all on his own. Schramm writes, on the one hand, it's entertaining to watch Republicans trying to devour themselves. On the other, it's disconcerting to see how willing some Republicans are to casually dump the law and the Constitution when it suits them. Well, Ken, with all due respect, I love the story here, but with all due respect, it's disconcerting to see how Republicans casually dump the law and the Constitution. Ken, you work in television. Where you been, dude? This is the nature of Republicans. This is what they do. He winds up by saying the group needs about 660,000 signatures to get their recall effort to the ballot. I figure, Ken writes, they'll end up about 659,000 short. Because, he writes, I don't think Republicans have a particular taste for eating their own, especially when doing a good job under tough circumstances. Well, Ken, you don't know Republicans. They'll go after the Secretary of State. They'll drive him to suicide. They'll drive him to divorce. He's not gay, is he? They'll drive him right over the edge of a cliff. Republicans are nasty, ill-tempered, rabid animals. No disrespect to animals or sex workers there. They are absolutely sick individuals. Every Republican. See, there I go again, right? There I go again. Get myself in trouble. Mike said all Republicans are rabid animals. I'm a Republican. My mommy's a Republican. My grandma's Republican. We're not rabid animals. We just believe in George Bush and Jesus. That's all. Yeah, yeah. Apparently you're... See, I get those kind of emails from people who think I really care. I don't care what your mama is. If your mama's Republican, you better do something or... Oh, never mind. This story, now, a lot of you guys out there listening to this program, you guys and gals, you're much smarter than I am. You're more well-educated. You have more literary credentials. Tell me where this comes from, the part that you'll pick up here in a second. All right, here's what the story's about. This read by Joan Lowey for Scripps Hour News Service. You know, we have the 55th presidential inauguration coming up next week. And everybody knows now, the heaviest security of any inauguration in the history of this republic. Dozens, scores of federal and local law enforcement agencies, military commands are planning what they describe as the heaviest possible security. Anyone who gets within eyesight of Bush during either the inauguration ceremony at U.S. Capitol or the parade down Pennsylvania Avenue later in the day will first go through a metal detector or receive a body pat-down. Everyone who gets within sight of this thug. Thousands of police officers, military personnel are being brought to Washington around the country. Sharpshooters will be deployed on roofs. Bomb-sniffing dogs will work the streets. Electronic sensors will be used to detect chemical biological weapons. The manhole covers are being welded shut. All the newspaper boxes and mailboxes are being moved. 4,000 military troops, fully armed, ready to kill you if you fart sideways. They will blow you away. Police departments around the country sent squads of officers to help out. Squads from Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, Seattle, Minneapolis, Chicago, Bradenton, Florida, Charlotte, Greensboro, North Carolina Highway Patrol, law enforcement agencies in Texas. One of the units formed will be called a Mobile Platoon Civil Disturbance Unit to prevent protest demonstrations from getting out of hand. Large sections of the parade route have been set aside for Bush's political contributors and supporters and will be closed to the general public. Get out of here, you filthy scum! This is for Bush money people. Get out of here. Get! And then, of course, the banned list that we told you about. Crosses, weapons, folding chairs, coolers, bicycles, pets, paper mache objects, displays such as puppets, mock coffins, props, or, quote, any item determined to be a potential safety hazard, close quote. Any item? Well, how about my shoes? How about my eyeglasses? I could break my eyeglasses and rush the motorcade with a shard of eyeglass in my hand. And the parade performers, you know, the majorettes and the bands and the people are going to perform for the monkey. They've said they've also been warned to expect unprecedented security. Thousands, here's what it says, thousands of performers, marching bands, color guards, pom-pom dancers, hand bell ringers, drill teams on horseback, Civil War reenactors. All of these people will be bused early in the morning to the Pentagon parking lot across the Potomac in Virginia. The performers will get off the buses, go through metal detectors. Bomb-sniffing dogs will then get on the buses to search for, well, bombs. Then everybody get back on the buses for the trip to the National Mall, where they'll spend the day in heavily guarded warming tents. The performers have been told they will not be allowed to leave the tents except to go to the toilet. And if they go to the toilet, they'll be accompanied by a security escort who will, I guess, step in and wipe them. Now here it comes. Sit down. This is where I need your help, you folks who are college educated. Other instructions given to the performers include a warning not to look directly at Bush while passing the presidential reviewing stand, not to look to either side, and not to make any sudden movements. Now, how does a juggler not make sudden movements? Danielle Adam, co-director of the Mid-American Pom-Pom All-Star Team from Michigan, says they want you to look straight ahead. You can't look directly at Bush! Now, where's that from? Somebody, please help me. Where's that from? Is that Chinese royalty? 5,000-6,000 years ago? What happens if they look at Bush directly? They'll turn into a pillar of salt and hold up the parade? Performers will have security escorts to the toilet, and they've been ordered not to look directly at Bush or make any sudden movements while passing him. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Buddha. Oh, Moses. Oh, somebody. This is what it's come to. Don't look at him. You may not look at the king. We will thumb your eyes out onto the street, you evil little parade bastards. Look straight ahead. Can you believe this? Can you believe this? Can you believe this? This is reported by Scripps Howard News Service. Not, you know, some off-the-wall geek group. Scripps Howard... They've been ordered not to look directly at Bush. This is beyond belief. Can you imagine Clinton issuing a directive that he was not to be looked at? I want to go to Washington now, Kathy, and somehow, no, they'd never let me within 20 miles of this rat. But I'd love to get there and just stand there and stare at him. What? I go to Guantanamo for that? A new crime, staring at the president. Parade performers are being told not to look at Bush. Is anybody sending me an email yet? Was that something, the sun god, the Chinese sun god? You know, some folks were arrested or threatened with arrest last year for turning their backs on Bush. Now it's wrong if you do look at him. So, they want to do it again this year. Turn our backs on Bush. That's what they want you to do. Don't throw me in that briar patch, Brer Bear. Don't throw me in that briar patch. How sick is this? How sick? On a scale of 1 to 1,000,000, how sick is this little weasel who occupies the White House? You're not allowed to look at him. Oh, is that a breach of security? What? Do you have death ray eyes? Are you going to stare him into a puddle of protoplasm? What the hell does this mean? You're not allowed to look at George Bush. Somebody, send me an email. Tell me what this is, okay? Ha 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 ha.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Attention, investors. Are you looking for above-average returns and willing to take a risk in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial, a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery, because futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and is not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energy markets, and specifically heating oil. Currently known market news may already be factored into the underlying market price. Energy prices have been on the move. America is in an energy crisis. OPEC hasn't kept up on supplies. Refineries haven't been able to keep up with demand. Demand from China has been insatiable. Discover the options for your future. Call Barclay Financial right now for a free audio video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 1-800-308-4100. That's 1-800-308-4100. Barclay Financial, mystery solved.
Are you losing your hair? Dr. Gary Gordon, Chief Medical Director at the world-renowned Gordon Research Institute, describes exciting new research guaranteed to solve your hair problem.
New data released by the FDA indicates that the body chemical dihydrotestosterone, commonly known as DHT, is the leading cause of hair loss. At our institute, we studied numerous hair loss treatments and found that Folinex is the most effective solution for stimulating new hair growth in balding areas. If you want to stop DHT from causing any further hair loss, then I strongly recommend that you try Folinex now. Folinex's DHT blocker has been used successfully for over 8 years by tens of thousands of men and women. Folinex is powerful enough to regrow hair on virtually anyone, we guarantee it.
Folinex is available for a limited time at half the price of other competitors. Folinex is guaranteed to work for you. So order risk-free now by calling 800-256-8214. That's 800-256-8214. Call 800-256-8214.
If you're in sales or marketing, here's a new tool that will send your commissions through the roof. It's called GoToMeeting, the easiest, most affordable online meeting solution. With just a few clicks of a mouse, you can hold sales presentations and demo products with people located anywhere in the world without leaving your office. You'll close deals dramatically faster and enhance client satisfaction, all while driving down travel costs, which means your sales will skyrocket. Plus, it's affordable. Unlike other web conferencing services, for example, WebEx, GoToMeeting doesn't charge per meeting or per minute. Hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you want, all at one low rate. Plus, conference calling is free. And the best part? You can try GoToMeeting free. There's no cost or obligation, just free, unlimited online meetings for 30 full days. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Radio Listeners button, and use America as your promo code. That's GoToMeeting.com, Radio Listeners button, promo code America. Discover how GoToMeeting can make you more money today.
Border to border and coast to coast, The Mike Malloy Show. All substance, no abuse.
It's about 8:30 before the hour. All right, you guys are responding here. Carol from New York City. I think it involves the Greek legend of the monster Medusa. If you look, you get turned into stone. So the way to slay it was to use a mirror. Now, that would be cool. Can you see 10,000 people lining the parade route with mirrors? Dan in Isla Vista, California. It sounds like Nazi Germany. I guess Bush wants his parade performers to goose-step like the Nazi soldiers did. So basically, if you look at Zeus or any god in his full splendor, you'll be burned to bits. My guess is that Bush wants to be known as a god whom no one can look at because they're not worthy enough. Our senior correspondent, Chris in Minnesota, the myth of Medusa and the fact that if you looked at her, you'd turn into stone. It does, however, also sound like something that would happen in a kingdom of some kind as well. Which kingdom? I can't think of at the moment. It's a definite with Medusa, though. Barry Schwartz. I once made a prolonged eye contact with a silverback gorilla at the zoo. He charged me and rammed his shoulder into the glass that separated us. Maybe that's why you're not supposed to look at Bush. Jim in Vista, California. Do not look behind the curtain. Wizard from the Emerald City. Jay Francis, do you know the expression a cat can look at the king? Apparently not true anymore. And Carol again in New York, does it have something to do with vampires? Blue Lady, if you look at him, the snipers will shoot you. And our New York Bureau Chief Teresa says, slaves didn't used to look at the old white master in the eye. Man, and then Jenny Bean writes, it was the Japanese emperor. Children were told that if they looked at him, they would go blind. When the emperor passed by, we had to bow our heads very low. We were made to believe that the emperor was too awe-inspiring for ordinary humans to look upon directly. Such was the depth of reverence afforded the Japanese emperor children were, in fact, told that they would go blind if they looked directly upon the face of the emperor. Devotion to the emperor meant being willing to die for him. Thus, children were taught in school from a very young age to willingly give their lives to defend the leader. Young people were taught that they were Ahitogusa, growing human weeds, who were to protect the emperor by serving as his shield. This was, of course, seen as a great privilege. To die for the emperor was the highest honor that could be attained. Don't look at Bush. That is a directive from who? I don't know. The Secret Service? Who's it from? It's incredible, isn't it? It's incredible. Deborah is calling from New York, and I don't think we got to Deborah last night. Hey, Deborah. Where's Deborah? Hold on, Deborah. Don't go away.
Okay.
Here she comes. Hi, Deborah.
Hi.
No, Deborah.
Hi. How are you?
All right, Deborah, don't leave.
Okay.
Oh, there you are. Okay. Hi, Deborah.
Hi, Mike. God. Thank God for Mike Malloy.
Yeah, really.
You know, I think some of the quotes you said were just fabulous and completely historical. My take on it was more current and militaristic, harking back to an officer and a gentleman where, you know, Lou Gossett Jr. says, "Don't eyeball me, boy."
Oh, is that okay?
And yeah, I think that harks back to some of the more historical references that you gave. I do, but you know, just bringing it up to you know where he's at, that came to mind for me.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, when I called last night, I not to get off topic, but. There were two issues that really came up, and I really wanted to speak about them. And one was, I've been a member of the Democratic Party since the day I started voting at 18,
uh-huh.
And have never wavered and always kind of been very true and have since kind of reevaluated and probably going to call the Board of Elections at some point in the not-too-distant future and become, you know, a independent.
Independent, yeah, it's probably a good idea, good thing
really,
to do.
I really think so because I'm just so confused about what's going on. However, tonight on, believe it or not, Hannity and Combs, Howard Dean came on, and for the first time, I felt that he was, you know, really being succinct
mm-hmm.
and very on message and very prudent in his dialogue. And what it struck me about him was that he had a point of view. He stuck with it. It made sense. It was intelligent. He was diplomatic. He was tactful. And I said, well, I don't know. You know what? I'm going to run this by Mike. I want to see what he thinks about all this.
I'm all for diplomacy and tact and and leadership and truthfulness and outspokenness.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you. You know.
I'm very confused, and I've been listening and doing my homework.
Well, we're all confused, so I don't know. Just keep your eyes open and your brain engaged, like most of us are doing. And let's see what happens. Let's see what happens. Hey, we have to leave there, Deborah.
Okay.
Here comes the break. Thanks for checking in.
All right.
You take care. We'll return. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
One in four adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricidin HBP. Use as directed.
This January on the Sci-Fi Channel.
We need to be strong. We need to stay focused.
Humanity has one last chance.
The war is over.
It hasn't begun yet.
Battlestar Galactica. Where last year's Sci-Fi Channel miniseries event ended, an epic adventure begins.
She's a Cylon. I'm afraid I'm going to hurt someone.
An all-new Sci-Fi Channel original series.
I never wanted this kind of responsibility.
Welcome to the big leagues.
Battlestar Galactica premieres tomorrow at 9, 8 Central. Only on the Sci-Fi Channel.
Emerging research suggests you consume substantial quantities of tomatoes every day to reduce your risk of cancer.
Five tomatoes every day?
To get your daily dose, try Lycomato.
Day after day.
All the power of five whole tomatoes in one little pill. With lycopene and all the other antioxidants found naturally in the tomato.
You're talking 152 tomatoes a month?
The power of five tomatoes in one little pill.
That's 1,825 tomatoes a year.
Look for Vitamin Shop brand lycopene with Lycomato in your local vitamin shop.
Kids sure love their Ovaltine. Hot and rich, see what we mean. Its creamy taste will make the scene. Hot milk mixed with Ovaltine.
Hot chocolate Ovaltine. Nutritious Ovaltine. I want my Ovaltine, rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Lots of vitamins combined with minerals, so keep in mind, Swiss Miss Cocoa's far behind. Ovaltine is quite a find.
Hot chocolate Ovaltine, nutritious Ovaltine. I want my Ovaltine, rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Big bucks for the Bush Bash. The events surrounding Bush's second inauguration now have a $40 million price tag. That's for the parades and the parties and the pyrotechnics. Yes, there are fireworks. Toss in another few million for the most intense security operation in the history of presidential inaugurations. The partying is to be paid for privately, they say. The dozens of contributors include Bristol-Myers Squibb and the Bank of America, which are getting perks such as meetings with political VIPs. But there are some mutterings about the scale of the celebrations, especially in a time of war and natural disaster. And there's still some unhappiness about the financial burden being imposed on the citizens of the District of Columbia. However, if you'd like to attend the big celebration, you better have some pretty deep pockets. Bleacher seats for the parade cost $15, $60, and $125 each. A ticket to a Bush ball runs $150. There is one ball that's free, but that is only for military personnel, so you'd have to enlist. Army Specialist Charles Grainer did not testify in his own defense today. His lawyers tried to blame abuses on ruthless intelligence officers who controlled part of the Abu Ghraib prison and its guards, but the witnesses for Grainer offered less than certain testimony in his military trial at Fort Hood, Texas. Grainer is the first soldier to actually stand trial in the scandal. Others admitted guilt. He faces a variety of charges. Could yield more than 17 years in a military prison if he's convicted. Among other things, he's accused of stacking naked detainees in that human pyramid seen in the pictures. He also allegedly punched one man in the head hard enough to knock him out and hit an injured prisoner with a collapsible metal stick. Health officials are planning to start a massive spraying campaign tomorrow in tsunami-stricken Indonesia because of the threat of malaria. The leader of the anti-malaria efforts in Sumatra says the mosquito-borne illness could kill another 100,000 people. Mentor Initiative is the aid group anchoring the malaria campaign on the island. Health agencies say they're trying to avert an epidemic of malaria and dengue fever, also related to mosquitoes. The region now heading into the monsoon season, meaning fresh water from rain dilutes the seawater left over from the waves. And once that happens, it makes prime breeding ground for the insects. The experts say tsunami survivors are stressed, have weakened immune systems, and so they're more susceptible to illness. Indonesia, by the way, added almost 4,000 people to its list of deaths from the earthquake and tsunami last month. The total now in the 11 countries affected now 157,000 dead and counting. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Tiger Balm presents Jerry Rice.
Starting at wide receiver.
I'm ready for some football.
All-time record holder and Tiger Balm's biggest fan.
Huh?
Especially Tiger Balm's new pain-relieving patch.
You got that right. The patch works for me.
Tiger Balm's pain-relieving patch. Just apply the advanced hydrogel patch and Tiger Balm goes deep. Deep into aching muscles and joints. So, Jerry, go for the balm. The Tiger Balm pain-relieving patch.
Take a tip from me, Jerry Rice. Go for the balm. Tiger Balm. And put the tiger in your team.
Available at drugstores everywhere.
Is this the year you find true love? Because if you really want to find, you've got to be willing to seek. And the best place to start your search is Cupid.com. Basic memberships are free with zero obligations. You can even reply to messages from gold members. But the greatest thing about Cupid.com is their local focus. They bring you together with people who live close by. People who can actually be there for you. Whether it's online or at a local event, when Cupid.com helps you seek, true love is what you find. Cupid.com.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or massive totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. With Sears Cabinet Refacing, choose from hundreds of decorator styles to help create the kitchen of your dreams. Your kitchen can look brand new in about 4 to 6 days. Products and services are provided by a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's Cabinet Refacing from Sears Home Services. 1-800-828-1200. That's 1-800-828-1200. 1200.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Marty Kaplan.
The Republican right is now targeting the professoriate. Here's their stinging indictment of college teachers. By an overwhelming majority, the faculty members at American universities are more likely to register as Democrats than to call themselves Republicans. Why do you think that is? Academic freedom? That's so September 10th.
Marty Kaplan. So what else is news on Air America Radio?
Welcome back. 6 and a half past the hour. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Just a couple more things here, and then we shall move on to your calls. Again, we'll be off tomorrow and Monday. I've got some dental surgery to take care of tomorrow, and probably need the weekend plus to recuperate. Apparently, Bush responded to the firing of four high-level CBS News employees over their inability to validate a couple of the letters that they were using in the story. You know, the story itself is true, but because of that, four high-level CBS News employees are hired. Bush apparently said, CBS said they would act, they did, and I hope their actions are such this doesn't happen again. As Richard Cohen in the Post today said this from the man who fired not a single person in his entire administration for getting nearly everything wrong about Iraq, and taking the nation to war for reasons that did not exist? Lucky for Bush, he's only the president of the United States and not the head of CBS. It's incredible, right? How about George Tenet? He's the one who told the president that Iraq was just chock-a-block with weapons of mass destruction. Right? Remember that? What does George Tenet get? Presidential Medal of Freedom. And a retirement that I'm sure will last a couple of months until he is hired as a lobbyist by somebody. Rumsfeld. He's the guy who said, it's going to be a 30-day war against a weak third world country. Was that 2 years ago? He gets to stay on as Secretary of Defense. Condi Rice. The National Security Advisor who suggested that Bush tell the world about Iraq's nuclear weapons program when there was none. She gets promoted, Secretary of State. Cheney, who insisted over and over and over that Iraq was becoming a nuclear power, and who insisted over and over and over there was a link between bin Laden and Saddam. He stays on the ticket. As Richard Cohen writes at the Post today, those who were released at CBS happened to be some of that network's best people. They made a mistake, no doubt about it. They had professional lapses, again, no doubt about it, but most of them had long and distinguished careers. One of them, that would be Miss Mapes, the executive producer, in fact, helped break the story about abuses at the Abu Ghraib prison near Baghdad. Ah, you see. They did not deserve to be fired, Cohen writes. Liars get fired, none of the CBS 4 lied. Plagiarists get fired, none of the 4 plagiarized. Incompetents get fired. And one mistake over the course of an entire career is not proof of incompetence. All these people deserved another chance. Bush would understand that. He always gets another chance. Incredible. Just incredible. Will is calling from Michigan. Let's take some calls here. Will, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Will.
Good to talk to you again.
Yeah.
I wanted to plug another website.
Go ahead.
AAR-IRC.blogspot.com.
That's the...
AAR as in Air America Radio.
Yeah, AAR-IRC.blogspot.com.
Yep.
Okay, everybody run to that website right now.
We got a chat room.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, I get emails from folks who are tuned into that site and listening at to the program at the same time.
As a matter of fact, Ben Birch is chatting here right now.
You know, tell him I said hi.
Okay.
Is that it, Will?
Yeah. Hey, if you ever make it to Michigan or I'm ever down your way,
let's get together and have a beer.
Get together and have a beer or something.
Will do. Thanks, Will.
Take care.
All right, sir. Appreciate you checking in. James is calling from Portland, Oregon. James, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. Good work. First of all, you can't look at Jehovah, you burn up. I guess that's why you can't look at Bush.
Is that what it was? Okay, Jehovah, you burn up. Medusa, you turn to stone.
Right.
Sodom, if you turn back and look, you become a pillar of salt. This is insane. It's just so insane. I can't believe we're living in an America that has that kind of a rule now regarding Bush. Oh, well.
It's all about fear and contempt. And the military normally would turn eyes right or to look on command as a salute, but we can't do that anymore either.
Yeah.
And I'm a partly disabled Viet vet with PTSD, and so I hate this war as more than some people, and I really pity the new vets with what's going on with their support being cut out.
Yeah, that's going to be rough.
And I'm out of the Democratic Party as well, except maybe as resistance committees of correspondence. I don't know. Yeah, I want a bumper sticker that says, "You are sheep to the fascist wolves."
That's a good one. That's a good one.
That's it. All I have to say, wish you well.
All right. Thanks, James. I appreciate you checking in. Didn't we do a story a couple of months ago, Kathy, about huge VA facility in Portland or near Portland that was either closing or cutting back on services because of a lack of funding? Can you imagine if just maybe 20 of the multimillionaires who got such a huge tax cut from Bush, if just 20 of them would rescind their tax cut, how many thousands of veterans could be treated at that facility? Oh, that sounds like communism, Mike. Jerry is calling from Dunwoody, Georgia. Jerry, welcome to the program. Hey, Jerry. Okay, we'll come back to Jerry. We've got some gremlins tonight, I guess. Laura is calling from Chicago. Hey, Laura, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Good.
Got a little cold, but I'm fine. I just wanted to call in and say that all these ideas that people are giving out on how to protest are really great, except for the fact that fascists don't willingly ever give up power. You can't humiliate them or legislate them out of office, and you can't vote them out, certainly not with the black boxes they've happened to develop in our century.
That's true.
And so while turning one's back or holding up crosses and garlic may make us feel better, ultimately it's just grandstanding, and worst of all, they know it. So I don't know what it's going to come down to. I only know what I know from history, and that was my major in college, military history. And all I have to do is look back at the fascism in Italy and the fascism in Germany and know that bad times are coming. And that's what I see. I don't see that turning my back on George Bush is going to be, and he won't care. I don't see it as being a point worth making. He doesn't care. I'm not important enough for him to care.
That's right. That's right.
I don't know who's going to lead us in this struggle, because you mentioned this a few weeks ago. We have no leader who will bring us out into the street to protest. I waited. In 2000, I would have followed Gore anywhere. I would have gotten on a bus. I would have fought violently. I would have given my life to save this democracy. I don't know who we can get for that now.
Well, a leader for former Democrats, a leader for liberals, a leader for democracy and truth and justice in America will emerge. I honestly believe that. It's perhaps right now it's just a matter of being patient and not sending money to the Democratic Party when they send out these hateful letters requesting even more money, while the Kerry campaign was sitting on, what, $50 million?
Yeah.
Then the Kerry campaign, about 4 days before the election, begged for more money.
Yeah.
And it turns out that, it came out during all the troubles in Ohio that the Kerry campaign was sitting on $50 million. I wouldn't send the Democratic Party a dime right now. I really wouldn't. I'm no longer a Democrat, but you never know. Maybe righteous people will reassert control of the Democratic Party. How they're going to do that, I don't know.
I heard on Randy Rhodes today, she was talking to Howard Dean, who's running for DNC chair.
Right.
And frankly, he's a nice man, but all I could hear was, I didn't like the fact that how many times when a caller, and he asked for callers,
right,
said to him, gave him an idea, and he basically said, wow, I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah, that doesn't inspire a whole lot of confidence. Laura, I have to leave it there. We got a break. Thanks. I appreciate you checking in. You take care. Quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Mail's here. What'd we get?
Bill, sale. We want $1 million and your W-2.
Sweet!
You really don't think we want $1 million?
No, the W-2.
Why?
Because now I can go to TurboTax.com. I just answer some simple questions. TurboTax fills out all the right forms and checks for errors and missed deductions.
Not that exciting.
Let me finish. Then with TurboTax, I can e-file and get my refund back in days.
Days?
Days.
Days?
Take a deep breath, give me the W-2, and go sit down.
Days.
TurboTax. Taxes made easy. Taxes done right.
This January on the Sci-Fi Channel.
We need to be strong. We need to stay focused.
Humanity has one last chance.
The war is over.
It hasn't begun yet.
Battlestar Galactica.
where last year's Sci-Fi Channel miniseries event ended, an epic adventure begins.
She's a Cylon. I'm afraid I'm going to hurt someone.
An all-new Sci-Fi Channel original series.
I never wanted this kind of responsibility.
Welcome to the big leagues.
Battlestar Galactica premieres tomorrow at 9, 8 Central, only on the Sci-Fi Channel.
If you're in sales or marketing, here's a new tool that will send your commissions through the roof. It's called GoToMeeting, the easiest, most affordable online meeting solution. With just a few clicks of a mouse, you can hold sales presentations and demo products with people located anywhere in the world without leaving your office. You'll close deals dramatically faster and enhance client satisfaction, all while driving down travel costs, which means your sales will skyrocket. Plus, it's affordable. Unlike other web conferencing services, for example, WebEx, GoToMeeting doesn't charge per meeting or per minute. Hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you want, all at one low rate. Plus, conference calling is free. And the best part? You can try GoToMeeting free. There's no cost or obligation. Just free, unlimited online meetings for 30 full days. Visit GoToMeeting.com. Click the Radio Listeners button and use America as your promo code. That's GoToMeeting.com, Radio Listeners button, promo code America. Discover how GoToMeeting can make you more money today.
New York in winter. You know how cold it gets, and if you have leaky, drafty windows, you know what that does to your energy bills. That's why now's a great time to replace them with custom-fit windows from Sears. Call Sears for a free in-home estimate at 1-800-448-6600. Call now and save 20% on select styles. Sears double-paned, extra-strength windows have insulated frames. This combination may help you reduce your energy costs. And Sears makes getting your new windows simple and affordable. So call 1-800-448-6600 and save 20% on select styles. Offer ends January 31st. Ask your representative for offer details and written warranty. Services and materials provided by Bill Ray, a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't go another season without the energy efficiency of Sears replacement windows. Call now 1-800-448-6600. That's 1-800-448-6600.
iCare Medical is the company you need to know about if you have diabetes. We're all about your convenience. If you're tired of going to the drugstore to get your testing supplies, you need iCare. Maybe you're not feeling well or the weather's not great outside. With just one phone call, all your diabetic testing supplies will be shipped right to your mailbox. You'll never have to think about it again. We have all the supplies you'll ever need. We're a participating Medicare provider. We accept most private insurances. There are no upfront costs to you. We file all the claim forms so you never have to wait for your reimbursements. So if you want the convenience of having your diabetic testing supplies delivered right to your mailbox, you call us right now. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. Remember, at iCare, we care. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335.
Ready for a liberal helping of truth? It's more of Mike Malloy.
21 past the hour. Okay. Brandon is calling from Minnesota. Brandon, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hey.
How you doing?
Doing fine, sir. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Just thinking about what you were talking about earlier, this just reminds me if you ever saw the movie Death Race 2000.
I have not. I think Kathy has, but I've never seen it.
Okay. Well, David Carradine was in it, big road race, run over people, all with
right.
that. But the main plot of it was the winner of the race got to shake hands with the president because the president was cut off from the citizens.
Yeah.
Never got to see him or be with him, so... David Carradine, his goal was to win this race so that he had a grenade in his hand, joke hand grenade, to assassinate the president.
Oh, my God.
For that. So
Now, hold on just a second,
sure.
Brandon, because I want to make it very clear that you're describing a movie plot to me.
Yes, this is a movie plot. This is not
right,
real.
Right, because, now hold on, because this program is closely monitored. by the United States Secret Service. We know this to be a fact. We know this to be true. There's no doubt about it. I'm not blowing smoke. So when you put those three words together, make sure you preface them by saying, Mike, I'm telling you about a movie plot.
Understood.
Okay.
Yes, all right. This is a movie. This is not real.
Thank you, Brandon. That. Right. Because what they'll do, not only will they come and question me again, but they will find every single Brandon in the entire state of Minnesota.
Yep.
All right. I probably need to go rent the DVD of this movie if it's on DVD and look at it.
Yeah, the thing is that it came out in the 70s or so.
Oh, never mind.
For that. And it's just, you know, amazing that you see what's happening now.
So much of what's happening in Bushistan, you can see in Dr. Strangelove. You can see it in Manchurian Candidate. You can see it in 1984. I'm talking about the movies of all these books. You can see it in Animal Farm. The Bush thing is just astonishing. It's astonishing what's happening in this country. And what is even more astonishing, that we Americans are just not really responding to it. You know, we're just kind of like, oh, well... Okay, what did I read today? 40% of the American public, according to some survey, I don't know who took it, I don't care, 40% of the American public still thinks that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I said. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, we live in strange times, don't we?
Yes.
Yeah, well, Brandon, thanks for checking in, pal.
No problem, thank you.
All right, I appreciate your call. Dwayne is calling from somewhere out there in Radioland. Hey, Dwayne.
Yeah, hey, hello. Can you hear me?
I hear you just fine, sir. Where are you calling from?
New York.
New York. Hey, Dwayne.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing fine.
Here's my question, and maybe there'll never be an answer, but I don't understand what my fellow Americans are so consumed with, so self-involved with, that they don't see... Or even if they see, we're not reacting to what's going on right underneath our noses.
Fear? Could it be fear? A fear generated? This is the Nazi model. It was Joseph Goebbels or was it Hermann Goering at the Nuremberg trials who admitted that it was very easy to manipulate a population? Didn't make any difference if they were Democrats or socialists or communists. You just create an external fear. And pound it and pound it and pound it, and the people will do exactly what they're told to do.
Well, aren't enough of us smart enough to see through that?
There were a lot of Germans who were smart enough to see through it, and they left. But the majority of the herd is always afraid or unable to take any kind of responsive action until it's too late. They can't do it. Think about the people of Germany. Who were not Nazi sympathizers, but who in fact saw their country brought back to a state of economic viability. Germany was almost a non-existent state after World War I because of reparations, because of the stranglehold that the winners of World War I placed on Germany. And that gave rise to Hitler, and Hitler did make the trains run on time. He started a war economy, which put everybody to work, and the average German, I'm not talking about the folks who wound up in the death camps, but the average German was content to ignore what was going on under his or her nose, close his or her ears, cover his or her eyes. The Nazi youth organizations, well, they kept the kids off the street, and they looked so cute marching down Fliegenstrasse or whatever. So, and they get some nice summer camp. They get to go to the Bavarian Alps in the summer and learn how to kill Jews. So, nobody paid attention. Nobody, you know. You understand what I'm saying?
We can't let that happen again.
I hear you. I hear you, Dwayne. I hear you. I hear you, Dwayne.
It's mind-boggling. It's infuriating.
I know it is. Dwayne, I got a boogie. Thanks, sir. Thanks for checking. I appreciate your call. Yeah, we like. We will send the children to the Alps, to Bavaria. What are they doing there? They are learning how to kill Jews. Isn't that a bad thing? Well, I don't know.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Do you know where your children are on the Internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by Internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing Internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on Internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting Internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the Internet. Childabuseunit.com.
Planet Check.
B100 is soy, much better.
B100 is 100% soy fuel that replaces diesel fuel.
That's Matt Slivey, Vice President of Manufacturing for Hutchinson Salt Company. They're the first mine to use B100 underground.
We are burning 100% soy, and we have not had to make any modifications to our engines except the replacement of the rubber hoses that feed the fuel to the injectors. We have had very good results from it.
The government is also promoting soy fuel.
In Washington, they're looking at a biofuel tax credit. For every gallon of 100% soy fuel that we use, we would get back $1 a gallon tax credit on our income tax at the end of the year.
Learn more at biodiesel.org. That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is possible thanks to the National Biodiesel Board. Get pumped up for the conference from January 30th to February 2nd in Florida. Register now at biodiesel.org.
If you want to know everything that's going on here and the world, you need to get home delivery of the New York Times. Nothing is more convenient than having the Times delivered to you early every morning, ready to guide you through the day with unparalleled coverage of world and national events, business, politics, art, music, technology, and culture, all for as low as $2.90 a week when you call 1-877-TIMES-23 today. From everyday sections like the Arts, Business Day, and the National Report, to weekly features like Styles, Dining In, and the New York Times Magazine, you'll find relevant news, unique perspective, and content you won't find anywhere else. So call 1-877-TIMES-23 today and get the New York Times delivered for as low as $2.90 a week for the first 12 weeks when you order with your credit card. That's 50% off the regular price. This is your world. Let it come to you every day in the New York Times. This offer is for new subscribers. You must not have been a subscriber in the last 90 days. Prices lower in the New York metropolitan area.
According to the EPA, nearly all fish contain traces of mercury, yet fish is a rich source of omega-3s, important for the health of our heart, mind, and joints. So how do you know your omega-3 supplement is safe? TriOmega removes toxins with an advanced process no ordinary omega-3 can match. And it's concentrated, so unlike others, you only need one each day. Be sure it's pure. Get TriOmega. In fact, if it doesn't say TriOmega, throw it back.
Hi, friends. This is Bill Begley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Now, why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, a $75 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-463-7971. That's 1-800-463-7971. Limit one bottle per household. Again, it's 1-800-463-7971.
Unfiltered.
Friday on Unfiltered. Girls gone wild, river wild. Is it spring break for the school of fish in the Potomac River? The male fish came back with eggs? Vicky Blazer, scientist from the U.S. Geological Survey, takes the plunge. Bobby Kennedy talks environmental fear factor during Bush. Part U. Plus, La Máquina de la Fiesta. It's Blues Explosion. Unfiltered. Serving the reality-based community since April. On Air America Radio.
I knew that the farther we got away from September the 11th, the more likely it would be that I would continue to have to convince people that we live in a dangerous world, and we do.
Yeah, well, thank God you're there, George, huh? Who sent me this? A nation of sheep will beget a government of wolves. Edward R. Murrow. I like that, yeah. Dolores and Barry in Toronto, Ontario. Hello, Mike. You've been looking for literary sources as possible templates for Bush's work. Take a look at Sinclair Lewis's novel, It Can't Happen Here. Yeah. Yeah, that would be a good place to start. Audrey in Boston. Regarding the Don't Look at Bush order from the security people, it's from Exodus 3, verse 6. Moses was afraid to look directly at God. Also, Audrey writes, in the animal kingdom, looking directly at the alpha male is considered confrontational. These people are really over the top, aren't they? I mean, this is so over the top. In the article that I quoted from, there was no reason given as to why the security measures include not looking directly at Bush. Seriously now, y'all have been very creative in your emails here about this moronic, asinine, imbecilic directive of not looking directly at Bush if you are a performer, and not to make any abrupt motions. In the same article that says jugglers are going to be included in this, this is beyond insane. It's into paranoid schizophrenia, delusional paranoid schizophrenia, which is obviously the worst. But can anyone email me a valid reason? You know, not the God thing, not the alpha male thing, not the vampire thing, and you know, which has all been entertaining. Thank you very much. But the article from Scripps Howard does not say why, if the performers look at Bush, they will be, I don't know, it doesn't say what they will be, it just says don't. And the other thing about, after they have been thoroughly searched, and their buses thoroughly searched with bomb-sniffing, drug-sniffing, weapon-sniffing dogs, and then they are loaded back on, one assumes, through a cordon of heavily armed security people to make sure they don't pick something up along the way. Why, once these people are then bussed to the National Mall and put in enclosures, pens more or less, if they have to go to the toilet, they need a security escort. Now, what's going to happen if 1,000 people have to pee at the same time while they're waiting? Are there going to be 1,000 security guards pulled away from protecting our beloved leader to take people in to pee? This is beyond ludicrous. This is beyond farce. This is beyond Monty Python. This is I don't know. This is out near Arcturus or Tralfamador or someplace like that. Totally insane. Meanwhile, back here on Earth, I mentioned this in the blurb at Air America's website today, newly disclosed documents in the John Walker Lynn case. Remember him? Newly disclosed documents in that case appear to conflict with assertions made by to Congress by Malko Chertoff, you know, the new Homeland Security Secretary nominee. Now, when a lead sentence in a newspaper says newly disclosed documents in the such-and-such case appear to conflict with assertions made to Congress, right away I get the stench of perjury, don't you? Of course. The Times went on to explain the conviction a couple of years ago of Mr. Lind, who an American who admitted joining the Taliban in Afghanistan. Of course, that was before... He joined the Taliban because he was another religious freak case. You know, there are so many fake Christian freaks in this country. This John Walker Lind decided to become a, in my opinion, only my opinion, a fake Muslim freak case. So he went and joined the Taliban. My God, if you want to be a Muslim, okay, why the Taliban, John? Anyway, the conviction of Lind was one of Chertoff's so-called biggest triumphs as head of the criminal division of the Department of Justice. But the case resurfaced, it says here, in Senate confirmation hearings after Chertoff was nominated to be a federal appellate judge in 2003. At that time, Senate Democrats, you remember them, questioned him extensively about concerns in the Justice Department that the FBI may have improperly questioned Lind in Afghanistan. Yeah, that's when he was beaten and wounded and bloody, and they, well, whatever. Even though his family had hired a lawyer for him. Now, that's kind of quaint, isn't it? Think of that. Somebody who's picked up in Afghanistan, allegedly a member of the Taliban, and mom and dad hired a lawyer. So people like Chertoff are supposed to go, oh, okay, he's got a lawyer. All right, and he's an American citizen. Oh, okay, we'll hold off. Isn't that quaint? The questioning that he endured, that this young man endured, yielded what the Times calls potentially damaging admissions from Lynn, that factored into his decision in July 2002 to plead guilty to felony charges. And remember, he got a 20-year prison sentence. a 20-year prison sentence because he decided he wanted to be a fanatic Muslim and go to Afghanistan and fight with the Taliban against the warlords who at the time there was nothing going on. You know, wasn't it proven in the negotiations for his plea bargain that he never took up arms against American troops? And this guy gets 20 years for fighting because he's a religious fanatic. He just happens to be a Muslim religious fanatic. Meantime, back here, Robert Novak is wandering around, you know, bumping into stuff because he's half senile. And he revealed the name of a CIA secret agent that resulted in how many deaths around the world. And Novak still sits on his lardy ass on CNN. And he still writes for who? The Washington Post, is it? Who does he write for? And nobody's doing anything. Meanwhile, four executives at CBS are canned because they got a document wrong. I'm sorry. I'm just all over the place. Back to a son of Satan, Chertoff. At his confirmation hearing in 2003 to be a federal judge, a federal appellate judge, Chertoff said he and his deputies in the criminal division of the Justice Department did not have an active role in discussions about the Lynn case. There were some ethics warnings, some questions from lawyers elsewhere in the department. He said, I don't have anything to do with it. But guess what? Turns out, well, documents provided to the New York Times by a person involved in the case who insisted on anonymity, well, of course, he didn't want to be killed, a longtime lawyer in the division who worked under Chertoff, detailed numerous contacts Chertoff had with lawyers inside and outside the division on Mr. Lynn's questioning. Now, if you go before Congress, I don't care why you're there, if you're under oath. Chertoff was there to be confirmed as an appellate, federal appellate judge. If you stand there and raise your hand and take the oath, then guess what? The testimony you're given is sworn testimony. If it is patently untrue, you can be charged with perjury. Remember what they did to Clinton? Oh, I'm sorry. So Chertoff, in my opinion, is guilty of perjury in the first degree. Perjury in the first degree. And he's being considered as the head of Homeland Security. Well, that's good. Now, there's a woman involved here, Jesselyn Radack. She was an ethics lawyer in the Justice Department. An ethics lawyer in the Justice Department. And she was witness to all that. Ms. Radack, the former lawyer in the ethics office who advised in 2001 that questioning Lynn would be improper, said she was troubled by Chertoff's recent statements statements in 2003 to Congress. So she has admitted giving internal email messages on her concerns to Newsweek magazine after leaving the department back in 2002. And her actions led to investigations and bar referrals by the Justice Department over accusations that she had violated attorney-client privilege. Ms. Radack maintains that her disclosures of the messages was protected by whistleblower rules. You know, when you work inside a government or business and you see that someone in the government or the business is committing fraud or perjury or causing death or injury, you have whistleblower protection. So you can go to authorities above you or the media and say, look what's going on, and you can't be fired or delayed in promotion or murdered. Ms. Radack is suing the Department of Justice. She says she did not believe that Chertoff was forthcoming with senators on Lynn's case. She went on to say, it's incredible to me that we would want someone leading the Department of Homeland Security who gives equivocal and misleading statements to Congress and avoids answering the tough questions. The only part Ms. Radack left off is who sits and gives false sworn testimony. That's perjury, isn't it? Oh, I guess not in Bush world. It's only perjury if Clinton does it. If Clinton says, I did not have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky, that's perjury. Well, whatever he said, no, it wasn't that. That was just embarrassing. It's when he was deposed on the, who's that little, Paula Jones, that little hillbilly girl? He did. He took it out and showed it to me. He did. See, that's perjury, and you get impeached. What these people doing is honorable, just, proper.
Today, millions of minor arthritis pain sufferers are dealing with another painful issue. What pain reliever should I take? For arthritis pain, doctors have recommended the active ingredient in Aleve for nearly 30 years. Extensive clinical studies have shown Aleve is safe and effective when used as directed. That's why doctors trust Aleve. So read the label and talk to your doctor about Aleve. Doctor recommended Aleve. Safe and strong all day long. If pain gets worse or lasts more than 10 days, stop taking and consult your doctor.
Where's McBride?
I'm an attorney.
An act of betrayal.
There is something wrong with this case.
A hidden motive.
I'm not trying to obstruct justice, are you?
A new detective. John Larroquette is McBride, a tough lawyer for the little guy.
I don't like to see anybody get railroaded.
The Hallmark Channel mystery movie, McBride, premieres tonight at 9, 8 Central on Hallmark Channel. Get a clue at HallmarkChannelMysteries.com.
Attention, investors. Are you looking for above-average returns and willing to take a risk in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial, a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery, because futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and is not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energy markets, and specifically heating oil. Currently known market news may already be factored into the underlying market price. Energy prices have been on the move. America is in an energy crisis. OPEC hasn't kept up on supplies. Refineries haven't been able to keep up with demand. Demand from China has been insatiable. Discover the options for your future. Call Barclay Financial right now for a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 1-800-308-4100. That's 1-800-308-4100. Barclay Financial. Mystery solved.
If you're in sales or marketing, here's a new tool that will send your commissions through the roof. It's called GoToMeeting, the easiest, most affordable online meeting solution. With just a few clicks of a mouse, you can hold sales presentations and demo products with people located anywhere in the world without leaving your office. You'll close deals dramatically faster and enhance client satisfaction, all while driving down travel costs, which means your sales will skyrocket. Plus, it's affordable. Unlike other web conferencing services, for example, WebEx, GoToMeeting doesn't charge per meeting or per minute. Hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you want, all at one low rate. Plus, conference calling is free. And the best part? You can try GoToMeeting free. There's no cost or obligation. Just free, unlimited online meetings for 30 full days. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Radio Listeners button, and use America as your promo code. That's GoToMeeting.com, Radio Listeners button, promo code America. Discover how GoToMeeting can make you more money today.
Want to turn your car into a stealth fighter? Invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar and laser? Well, now you can with Phaser. With a range of up to 3 miles, the Phaser guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, the manufacturer will even pay your fine if you get a ticket. More than a mere radar detector. The Phaser works by bouncing a mixture of radar signals and invisible infrared pulses to confuse the computer inside the radar or laser gun. The Phaser is the ultimate way to avoid costly speeding tickets. In fact, it is been made illegal in some states, so call now for details. Remember, the Phaser is guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, go stealth and get the Phaser today.
To order risk-free, call now 866-794-6495. That's 866-794-6495. Call 866-794-6495.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
Because life's too short to listen to right-wing radio, it's more of Mike Malloy.
10 before the hour, Mike in New Jersey writes in about the all the rules and regs being set out for Bush's coronation next week. Mike says, this is not surprising at all. I lived in Nigeria, where the military would every so often plot coups. The military rules of force, and no questions are asked. You just do what you are told. Don't be surprised if you start seeing curfews here. I can tell you that the atmosphere in this country feels just like that of when a military is in charge. The average American has no idea what this feels like, but trust me on this, it feels like a dictator is in charge. Yeah, I'm starting to get that sense too. You know, It's kind of scary. As you know, the Pentagon, the Bush Pentagon, the Rumsfeld Pentagon, remember, there's a difference between soldiers and the Pentagon. And I'm about to show you an example, or tell you an example. You know, the Pentagon has barred U.S. media from filming the coffins of U.S. service members who come back to this country and land at Dover Air Force Base in Delaware. Had it not been for those photographs that appeared on the internet of all the flag-draped coffins, who would have seen any of it? And this is the most monstrous thing I think the Bush murder organization has done. to deny Americans the right to mourn for our dead soldiers. And I don't want to go into the reasons why they're there. They're dead. When they come back, they're dead. And yes, our military has caused a lot of death there. But let's just separate, like we do a lot on this program. When our dead soldiers come back, these monsters in the Bush crime family have dictated that no media shall record it or take pictures of it. It just is not happening. The only people it happens to are the family members. That's all. When their son or their daughter or their husband, their father, their mother comes home in a coffin. This to me is the most monstrous thing that this thuggish regime is doing in a symbolic way to this country. It's just unbelievable. However, the Louisiana National Guard rebelled and allowed a CBS News crew yesterday to film the arrival of six soldiers' coffins at the Naval Air Station base in Belle Chasse near New Orleans. Despite the Pentagon request, Lieutenant Colonel Pete Schneider, a spokesman for the Louisiana National Guard, told CBS, quote, "What we thought was we're going to do what the family asked us to do," end quote. Footage broadcast by CBS, and I saw this, showed an honor guard carrying the soldiers' flag-draped coffins out of an aircraft, watched by grieving families to six waiting hearses. Did you see that the other day? It just didn't register to me that, oh my God, coffins. Now, granted, it wasn't at Dover Air Force Base. It was in Louisiana. But, you know, is that not some of the first footage you've seen of our young people and our people not so young coming back for their own funerals? The interesting part to me was, yeah, I saw it on CBS. And it didn't quite register. You know where I got this article? Who sent me? I don't know who sent this to me. But the article came from the Al Jazeera English website. Not from an American publication. Al Jazeera. Now, back momentarily, and we have a break coming here, but we'll get to your calls, I promise. Back to Alberto Gonzalez, the torture designer. New York Senator Charles Schumer is now uncertain whether he can vote to confirm Alberto Gonzalez as Attorney General. Schumer says Gonzalez had a lack of candor at his confirmation hearing. A lack of candor. Schumer is just another one of these Democratic thugs, isn't he? Schumer said he had gone into last week's Senate Judiciary Committee hearing favorably disposed toward Gonzalez, even though Schumer knows a hell of a lot more than you and I know about this guy's reputation, about Gonzalez's reputation. But no matter, Schumer was favorably disposed towards Gonzalez, but he said the nominee's answers on several issues lacked responsiveness. In particular, was it about the torture thing? No. Schumer said that Gonzalez gave no indication he would play a conciliatory role on the question of appointments to the federal bench. That's it. That's why Schumer is saying, well, I don't know. Schumer went on to, this is Newsday, New York Newsday. Schumer went on to admit that Gonzalez is almost certain to be confirmed by the Senate. Not a word about the torture issue. Not a word about, directives ordering people to be piled into piles and murdered and butchered and whipped. But Schumer is concerned because Gonzalez wasn't conciliatory on the judge thing. Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? Quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
The anniversary of Martin Luther King Jr.'s birth falls just days before the inauguration of a president. who has broken faith with most of King's legacy. But while our leaders are out of touch with King, our country must not be. It is important that as we recognize King's fight for racial justice, we also celebrate his commitment to peace. Here's what King had to say about robbing the nation's treasury to fund military misadventures abroad. This business of burning human beings with napalm, of filling our nation's homes with orphans and widows, of injecting poisonous drugs of hate into the veins of peoples normally humane, of sending men home from dark and bloody battlefields physically handicapped and psychologically deranged, cannot be reconciled with wisdom, justice, and love. A nation that continues year after year to spend more money on military defense than on programs of social uplift is approaching spiritual death. For more on King's legacy, visit thenation.com. I'm John Nichols for Air America Radio.
This January on the Sci-Fi Channel.
We need to be strong. We need to stay focused.
Humanity has one last chance.
The war is over.
It hasn't begun yet.
Battlestar Galactica. Where last year's Sci-Fi Channel miniseries event ended, an epic adventure begins.
She's a Cylon. I'm afraid I'm going to hurt someone.
An all-new Sci-Fi Channel original series.
I never wanted this kind of responsibility.
Welcome to the big leagues.
Battlestar Galactica premieres tomorrow at 9, 8 Central. Only on the Sci-Fi Channel.
Emerging research suggests you consume substantial quantities of tomatoes every day to reduce your risk of cancer.
Five tomatoes every day?
To get your daily dose, try Lycomedo.
Day after day.
All the power of five whole tomatoes in one little pill. With lycopene and all the other antioxidants found naturally in the tomato.
You're talking 152 tomatoes a month?
The power of five tomatoes in one little pill.
That's 1,825 tomatoes a year.
Look for Vitamin Shop brand lycopene with Lycomedo in your local vitamin shop.
Preposterous! The new Surgeon General's report on bone health names four essential elements for building strong bones. Calcium, vitamin D, magnesium, and now phosphorus. Anything less is, well, preposterous! Many calcium supplements have the first three, but since millions of women are phosphorus deficient, they need the formula found only in the orange box, Posture D. Because building bones without phosphorus is, as you know,
preposterous!
Wanted.
Video game music composer, sound designer, music supervisor.
Wanted.
Film, dialogue editor, music recordist, ADR, Foley, surround mixer.
Wanted.
Music producers, Pro Tools, Logic Audio, Final Cut Pro, Ableton Live, Traktor DJ Studio. Puramind, advanced digital audio training, an Apple and DigiDesign certified school. It's never too late to follow your dreams. Puramind.com. That's Puramind. 1-888-378-MIND.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. The search for survivors in the deadly mudslide in La Conchita, California is over. Rescue workers held a memorial service for the 10 people who lost their lives when a collapsing hillside swallowed about 15 homes in the seaside community. Fire Chief Bob Roper made the announcement on Thursday after a portion of the mudslide moved an additional 6 feet.
There's no more confirmed missing. There's no significant voids. That the mud mass now surrounding the area is preempting any oxygen from anybody who might be there.
Ventura County officials said they'd help residents move their belongings out of condemned homes, but no efforts are planned to avert further mudslides. Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig has announced a historic agreement between Major League Baseball and the Players Association on a steroids testing policy.
We've agreed on a new, much tougher drug testing program that is designed to rid our game of performance-enhancing drugs.
Every player in the league will be tested for banned substances at least once a year. If a player has four offenses, he'll be suspended for 1 year without pay. Vice President Dick Cheney is sounding more warnings about Social Security, citing longtime worries about insolvency. Cheney said the nation cannot delay reforms in the federal entitlement system.
And in politics, there's always a temptation to kick the can down the road, hoping that long-term problems might simply disappear or leaving them for someone else to worry about. That is not how President Bush views his job.
While avoiding specifics, Cheney touted President Bush's call for a partial privatization of Social Security. Walmart is launching a national ad campaign aimed at improving its image. The world's largest retailer has taken out full-page ads in more than 100 newspapers, touting its employee benefits, the number of jobs it plans to create this year, and the diversity of its workforce. Walmart has come under fire in recent years for its relations with labor unions and its hiring practices. In New York City, private funds are being donated to aid families of U.S. Army soldiers wounded and killed in Iraq. MTA Chairman Peter Calico donated a check for $25,000 to the cause. The fundraiser was held at the 69th Regiment of the New York Army National Guard. Calico says he hopes others will remember the families of those fighting overseas during their time of need.
We read in the papers about tragedies all over the world, the tsunami and earthquakes, but you need to remember that there is a tragedy at home, which are the families of the men and women in this unit who are from New York, who are wounded or sometimes unfortunately killed, and they leave families and children and wives behind.
12 members of the unit nicknamed the Fighting 69th have been killed in the battle zone in Iraq. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
Over 41 million speeding tickets are issued every year, with the average fine over $120. Add court fees and the increase in your insurance, and your cost might triple. Why take the risk? Make your car invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar, laser, and even the new pop radar technology with the Phantom. With 360-degree detection capability, the Phantom guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, if you get a ticket, the manufacturer will pay your fine. The Phantom is so effective that it's illegal in some states. So call now for details. Remember, the Phantom is 100% guaranteed, or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, get the Phantom today.
Call 800-790-0416. That's 800-790-0416. Call 800-790-0416.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, Utah, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
Hi, friends. This is Bill Begley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Now, why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident, because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, a $75 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-463-7971. That's 1-800-463-7971. Limit one bottle per household. Again, it's 1-800-463-7971.
Randy Rhodes.
And I think that the best resolution you can make is to stop beating yourself up and wondering, why am I fat? You're fat because they can't sell you food fast enough on TV. You understand that? And now they're going to mix the food commercials with fitness commercials, and you're going to sit there and you're going to be so full of self-loathing that by comparison, Bush looks good. I can't have it. You got to start from the inside out. Forget your body. It's only the physical.
Randy Rhodes on Air America Radio.
I'm
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. I got a lot of emails here I've been trying to read during the break about this Don't Look at Bush thing as you pass the reviewing stand if you're a performer. And you all are pretty much evenly divided that Bush is just terrified of people looking at him. You know, excuse me, he is basically a coward. We know this because he's a bully and all bullies are cowards. So you're equally divided. There are three theories here. He doesn't want people looking at him because he can't stand it. Secondly, is he heard about the turn the backs on Bush thing, and so he's told his security people to issue this directive. So when people don't look, he can or turn their backs, he can say, "See, they're following our orders." The other one, and the one that I think probably is very very possible. There will be, I'm sure, an adequate number of snipers on rooftops and in strategic locations where they have a direct line of sight to Bush's spot on the reviewing stand and the space in front of him on the street. And what these snipers will be doing through their scopes will be looking to see if anybody in the marching band might be an Al-Qaeda member and do something terrible. You know, maybe it's not really a tuba. Maybe it's an RPG. I have no idea. But if that's the case, if they are concerned, and I'm sure they are, to that extent, I mean, let's be real here. You know as well as I do that the area that's going to have the most firepower trained on it by the security people will be the area immediately adjacent to Bush's spot on the reviewing stand. So maybe this directive was issued to protect these kids, because that's what they will be mostly, the people on horseback. And, well, I guess the people on horseback will be adults. But you know, the bands, the high school bands and stuff like that, to protect the kids. Supposing some kid gets carried away. And he's marching past, and he hasn't gotten the directive to not look at Bush. So he's marching past, and this kid looks up, and he sees the president, and he just becomes, you know, it's the president of the United States. And what? Let's devise a scenario. He stumbles. Or in trying to regain his balance, his tuba comes up. And maybe he turns towards the president. Okay, at that point, one of these snipers sitting up in a tree or on a building roof sees this. He sees some sort of unexplainable activity immediately in front of Bush's reviewing stand. What is the sniper going to do? Is he going to hesitate and risk the possibility of being complicit in an attempt on Bush's life? Is he going to respond immediately? What's the trained sniper who is there for one purpose and one purpose only, to drop anyone who that sniper feels might be making an aggressive move towards Bush or any member of the Bush crime family that's sitting on that reviewing stand. Right? Now this is what you all are suggesting, and I tend to think that maybe you've hit upon the real reason here. Maybe it is not that Bush doesn't want people looking at him or has anything to do with Medusa, or you can't look at the Japanese emperor, or you can't raise your eyes to someone superior to you in Nigerian or Hawaiian society, whatever. Maybe it is for the safety of these young people who will be marching by. Because this regime is saturated with paranoia, and this regime understands that Americans don't like him. His approval rating, I believe I read, is the lowest of any president who has gotten, I won't say been elected to, gotten a second term. His approval rating in this country is disgusting. It's low. It's where it is. Around the world, you know, they're not going to be able to check the passports of everybody, ask for a passport of everybody who wants to review or to watch what happens. on Inauguration Day. You know, people from different countries who may say, hey, let's go see the president get inaugurated. So maybe that's the truth. Maybe that's it. Maybe y'all have really hit on the truth that the security people, somebody at the top levels of security, maybe a decent human being, said, you know what, we're going to have a lot of guns trained on that space down there. If one of these kids goes whoopee whoopee and falls down or stands up too straight or moves too fast, And we think it's an aggressive move. You know, we're going to shoot first and ask questions later. That's what we are supposed to do. We are not there as representatives from the ACLU. We are there to kill people who might make a move towards the President of the United States, and we will kill them. So let's tell these kids as they're marching by. Let's tell these people on horseback. Let's tell everybody: do not look at the president. Look ahead. Keep your eyes on the person, the back of the head in front of you. March, do your shtick, juggle, ride your horse, play your tuba, do your drill team thing, and get your ass past the president very quickly and very safely. Because if we think you are making an aggressive move, we will kill you. We will kill you so fast and so completely, you'll be dead before you hit Pennsylvania Avenue. Is that a possibility? Maybe it is. Now, that presumes that somebody in organizing the security details really has in their heart, in their mind, a concern about what might happen. Not to the president, well, to the president, but to an innocent marcher who makes an innocent yet fatal mistake. So, there you go. And like I say, several people have suggested this. Several people. It didn't cross my mind. Okay, where are we? Giovanni is calling from New York. Giovanni, welcome to the program.
Yes, hi, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. As far as a historical precedent, the same thing happened in the town of Coventry, England, 1,000 years ago. As a tax protest against her husband, the Earl of Leofric of Chester, England, and Lord of Coventry, Lady Godiva rode nude through town on a horse. The town folk were forbidden to look at her, but Tom the Tailor, who was later called Peeping Tom, did look at her and was supposedly struck blind as a consequence.
Aha. Uh-huh. Well, there you go. There are so many different versions of this don't look thing. That one's, I guess, just as valid. Although I do think the possibility probably exists that it's what I just mentioned, the fear that some innocent kid might be shot down.
That sounds very likely.
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, that's good. Thanks, Giovanni. I knew somebody would come up with a purely literary, historical / literary reference, and you did it. Thanks a lot. I appreciate
Bye-bye.
It. All right, take care. Mike is calling from L.A. Mike, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Doing fine, sir. How about you?
Good. Hey, I wanted to talk about the inauguration. I'm going to be going there next week. But first, I wanted to also talk about the Democratic Party.
Mm-hmm.
I never really considered myself a Democrat. I'm totally against Bush, let me make that clear. But I never really considered myself a Democrat. I voted for Dukakis in '88.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really know any better. I was a kid, you know.
Right.
And ever since then, I really just supported the Libertarian Party. I didn't even know who the guys' names were, but I never really supported either party until this last election. These guys are so extreme that they pushed me back into coalition with the Democrats. and I went to Nevada. I live in California, which is, you know, blue state, but I went to Nevada to the campaign. I spent 2 weekends it was Vegas, but I didn't go there to party. I went there to work.
Right.
And I got to say that they were nice people and all, but the people in the Democratic Party there were just not that organized. They weren't that serious about it. Like, I really got the sense, like, they were leaving the doors open. Anybody could have walked into those offices and stolen stuff or spied on them. And we were joking about, like, having spies and the other, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it sort of was a sense of, like, isn't this fun? Hee-hee, we're hippies, you know. And it bothered me. It just bothered me. I didn't think they were taking it seriously enough.
Hey, let me put you on hold. I'll come back and we'll finish this up because you haven't had much time, but I have to take a break here. I'll come right back to you, okay? All right, hold on, Mike. Yes, quick break. We'll be back. Stay with us. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy.
By themselves. You don't have to hide anymore.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Are you a diabetic? Do you have Medicare or private insurance? If you do, here's some great news that could save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, iCare may be able to provide your supplies at no cost to you. Here's why. We work with Medicare and most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits, so we can ship your supplies free right to your door. So I want you to call us right now. 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. So if you have diabetes, we make it real easy for you here at iCare. We are an approved Medicare provider, and we do all the paperwork, so all you have to do is call. Toll free, 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. That's 800-720-5868. Remember, at iCare, we care.
The vocabulary of the average person stops growing by age 25. Don't let this happen to you, because if your vocabulary is limited, your potential for success is limited. Verbal Advantage on audio cassette tape is for people who've made the decision to keep growing. Busy people who want a powerful vocabulary but don't have the time to study. Just by listening, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with precise pronunciation and proper word usage. The words you use are a yardstick by which others measure your intelligence and your level of education. Again, if your vocabulary is limited, your potential for success is limited. So call now for Verbal Advantage, the Word Power Success Program for people who've made the decision to keep growing.
Learn more, call now. 1-800-444-1984. That's 444-1984. 1-800-444-1984.
If your debt is out of control and you are buried with credit card bills, there's a secret you should know. Debt Relief of America can eliminate up to 75% of your credit card debt. That means principal and interest gone. Here's how it works. Credit card companies don't want the average consumer to know about special policies they have to help them recover on late bills. Debt Relief of America negotiates with the credit card companies on your behalf using these secret programs so that you can eliminate up to 75% of your debt. This is more than just a reduction in interest. This means your credit card bills are gone. They do all the work for you so you get the best possible settlement. Eliminate your late fees and avoid the stigma that comes from going bankrupt. Call now for your free, no-obligation professional debt relief consultation. Call for free information now. 800-637-9841. 800-637-9841. Wipe your debt clean. Call 800-637-9841. That's 800-637-9841.
Proof that fish and humans can coexist peacefully. It's more of Mike Malloy.
Past the hour. Back to Mike, who is called in from L.A. Mike, thanks for holding on.
Sure, no problem. I was just talking about the Democrats in Nevada. And to their credit, we did win the city of Las Vegas and the county, but I just had got this sense from them that they just weren't really very serious about it. And it in no way inspired me to join the Democratic Party or continue with the Democratic Party. And I had this fantasy before the election that the Republican Party was going to be beaten so badly that they were just going to splinter and fall apart into lots of little different parties. Maybe the Libertarian Party would pick up some people, and the crazy Christians could form their own party that would be, you know, their 10% of the people and whatever. But the exact opposite has happened. That's happened to the left. We are now totally shattered and splintered, and there is no party.
Right.
And I don't know what to do about it. I mean, it's all I can think to do is continue to speak out and fight, but, you know, there's no center to organize around anymore, and it's kind of depressing. I'm going to the inauguration next week, and this is something that really bothers me, that I can feel palpably that I'm afraid to go. I'm going to go, and I'm going to protest, but I'm afraid that something's going to happen. And if I'm feeling that, other people must be feeling that too, and I resist it, but there's a voice in the back of my head that's saying, maybe you should just keep your mouth shut.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you should just not stick your neck out too far, because it's getting dangerous.
Well, you're right. And when you've had 4 years of people like the Attorney General appearing before the United States Senate saying anyone who questions what we do is assisting the terrorists. When you have a president that says you're either for us or you're either with us or you're with the terrorists, when you have a steady diet of that, when you have 99.999% of the radio talk show hosts in this country saying essentially the same thing, you know, your paranoia, your fear is honestly gotten, Mike. It's not because there's something wrong with you. I feel the same thing, pal.
Yeah,
I feel exactly the same thing. You know, I wrote it off. I thought, well, it's because I've got a 6 month old baby. You know, at this stage in my life, and you know, I'm worried about what's going to happen in her life after I'm dead and gone, because that's going to happen long before she, you know, reaches her even her late or her early middle years. So, you know. But then I realized, no, it's not that, because there's Kathy. Kathy will be here. Kathy will take care of her and be her friend and her mom and so on and so forth. My fear is pretty much what you're talking about, kind of a nameless, amorphous kind of fear of, no, I can't fear my own government. No. No, I can't fear a legal protest. No. Yeah. That's exactly what it is. That's exactly. You know, I mentioned this the other night about getting snappy with Kathy here lately, and you know, she said, "What's up with you?" And I said, "I don't know. It's just a general, free floating anxiety that I can't seem to nail down." And I think you're describing it.
Yeah, you made me laugh earlier tonight, Mike. You were talking about who Bush ought to fire.
Yeah.
Because you know, the CBS thing and everything. And he said he should fire Cheney. You know, he could never fire Cheney.
Well, no, Cheney could fire him.
Right.
But no, he couldn't fire Cheney.
Hey, can I quickly plug a website?
Go ahead.
Truthhasaliberalbias.com.
Truthhasaliberalbias.com.
Yeah, it's just okay. One of those cafe press sites. I put together some bumper stickers and T-shirts and stuff like that. Got some little slogans on there, and if anybody wants to check them out.
All right. Truthhasaliberalbias.com. Your site is crashing, even as we talk, because there's thousands of people who are going there right now. All right, Mike, let us know what happens in D.C., okay?
All right. Keep it up, Mike.
All right. Take care. Watch yourself. Watch your back. Darren is calling from Brooklyn. Darren, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks, Mike.
Hey, glad you called in.
Hey, I called in because I just wanted to say something to all your listeners. Thank you for what you do. And the Republicans, look at the Republicans as a soldier. What is their weapon? Their weapon is Wall Street.
Okay.
Now, if I can plug a website.
Sure.
Investigate the SEC. Investigate the Securities Exchange Commission. I was on the line with you a couple of months ago.
I remember talking to you, right.
Okay. Now, if everybody listening to this site, please go to that website and read the last three Stockgate articles about what the SEC...
Stockgate,
like Watergate, Stockgate. Read the last three Stockgate articles and then sign the petition.
All right.
Because there's a petition there in the last 3 days. In the last 3 days, the SEC said they were going to come out with a law to stop this money laundering that takes place through the NASDAQ.
Uh-huh.
The NASDAQ doesn't move because every time somebody, an American, buys a share of stock, they automatically match it with a sale. And that's how they launder money through the NASDAQ.
Okay, now, wait. Is this at the website?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. The reason I ask, because I'm not trying to be weird with you, Darren, but this kind of conversation puts the audience to sleep, makes them switch over to WBC or something, okay?
The SEC has to do their job. They have to protect America, and this is the way to
sure.
Read Stockgate.com, and please, everybody here, find a petition. And Mike, thank you for what you do.
I know. What's the website again? Say the website again.
Investigate the Securities Exchange Commission. Investigate the SEC.com.
Okay.
Read the last three stock gates, and it'll blow your mind as how the SEC is allowing the Republicans to just walk this country blind.
All right. Super,
Thank
Darren.
Thank you for what you do, Mike.
Thanks for checking in, pal. Appreciate
Bye-bye.
It. We have a break here. We'll be back. This is Air America Radio.
Here's a Mother Jones quiz. True or false? Carcinogen levels in humans are up to 50 times higher in the Arctic than here. George W. Bush proposed spending $1.5 billion to promote heterosexual marriage. In 4 years, American cities tried 10,000 times to seize private land and give it to projects like strip malls. You ready? All true. And they're in the January issue of Mother Jones magazine. The new Mother Jones, on newsstands now.
Do you know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the internet. Childabuseunit.com.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Will Durst.
Say what you will about Bush, man. He has managed to reunite France and Germany.
The Washington Post portrays Will Durst as the dark prince of doubt.
A German justice minister called Bush's tactics Hitler-like.
It's open season on anything political on Will Durst's new CD, Warning.
Let me repeat that.
We just got called a Nazi by Germany.
With another 4 years of George W. in the White House, you're going to need some laughs.
That's not good.
So go to WillDurst.com today and get your copy of his new hilarious CD, Warning.
Is this a great country or what?
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
When Sam and I got together, it was like a dream come true.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I heard Janine, I knew she was the one.
I wanted a co-host who was smart, charming, and well-spoken.
In fact,
Sam is all of those things, and much more.
Janine's so sweet.
Sam is stupid.
She always knows exactly what to say.
Although, it's kind of hard keeping our secret from Sam's wife.
No, actually, Janine, I told her. She's totally cool with it.
Find your perfect match at The Majority Report on Air America Radio.
Sometimes get encapsulated in a bubble.
You think the same old us, stick like glue, the better old us. What goes around comes around again.
26 before the hour. Now, when you tune in tomorrow night, and it's a rerun, or best of, I should say, this program, and Monday, don't freak. I've got some oral surgery scheduled tomorrow, and I'm going to take Monday off to do drugs. I get to switch from Sudafed to Vicodin. Ooh! Yippee-tai-yay-tai-yo! So, what, Kathy? I'll go from being as hyper as I've been here in the past few days. Not on this program, but at home, certainly, you know, just climbing up the walls, go from being hyper to being just downed out, right? I hate Vicodin. I really do. I don't know why the pig man, why Limbaugh was, you know, loved it so much, but all it does is make me nauseous. You know, I hate it, but, you know, it beats the hell out of that intense pain you get when... Kathy writes, more for me. The strongest medication Miss Kathy Bay uses is, what is it, Tylenol. It's because she's nursing. She doesn't do anything. Nothing. She's nervous about drinking coffee. Jerry is calling from Long Island. Jerry, welcome to the program.
Yeah, thank you very much, Mike, and good luck with your surgery tomorrow.
Thanks. You know, I love surgery, man. It's the most fun I've had since the last rat killing down here. So, you know.
Well, at least you might get a little high on Monday with the Vicodin.
Yeah, well, I'd just as soon give it all up, frankly, you know, Vicodin, oral surgery.
You don't like the pig man.
No, I certainly don't.
Yeah. Well, anyway, yeah, I'd like to, I called up about more important things like Bush getting it wrong and lying about Iraq and weapons of mass destruction.
Right.
And now, first of all, I was glad to hear about, and also I read about in my local paper, Newsday, today, her statement yesterday, Representative Nancy Pelosi of California made these strong statements about Bush's the Bush administration's admission now that there's no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. And I was glad to see that she made this statement. It was a pretty good statement, but I wish more Democrats joined her. And what the statement was is kind of a simple two-sentence quote from her in Newsday in an article entitled "No WMD, No Regrets." That's today from her statement that gets released yesterday. And she says, quote, "After a war that has consumed nearly 2 years and millions of dollars and a war that has cost thousands of lives, no weapons of mass destruction have been found, nor has any evidence been uncovered that such weapons were moved to another country,"
right.
House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi of California said in a written statement.
Right.
She went on to say, quote, Not only was there not an imminent threat to the United States, the threat described in such alarmist tones by President Bush and the most senior members of his administration did not exist at all," end of quote.
Right.
And yet we see all this hypocrisy and double standards from so many Republicans, including one that called Randy Rhodes early today from North Carolina, still trying to...
Oh, my God, I heard that guy.
Did you hear?
And I almost called Randy after that horrible call was over and
right.
said, "Sweetheart, don't waste your time with these jackasses." I heard her. I heard her. She was in a death match with that freak.
Hey, still trying to defend Bush.
Oh, I know. I know. And, I have to say, I admire Randy's ability to be able to keep those jackasses on the line. I have 1/1,000th the patience that Randy Rhodes has. But I heard that today. I was in the basement ironing. Yes, girls, I iron. I was in the basement ironing. I was. And I got a radio down there. No, when I'm down, well, you know, Kathy's got the baby. She's nursing, and, you know, we got clothes that need iron. So I'm down there ironing, and we got a radio down there, and I always tune in, 1690 here in Atlanta, and I listen to whoever's on Air America. So I tune in. Yeah, it's Randy Rhodes, somebody who I love dearly and deeply respect. There she is. And she's in this death match with this freak. And I couldn't believe it. And I'm going, "Randy, please," I'm shouting, you know. And Kathy rings me up on the intercom. "Who are you talking to?" I said, "Randy Rhodes." She said, "What are you talking about? She's in New York." I said, "I'm screaming at the radio. I can't, Oh, my God, I heard that guy. I wanted to climb in the radio and whip his ass. I was just...
such denial. And the whole thing is, imagine, this is what I was telling your screen, is suppose hypothetically now, Bill Clinton, when he was president, suppose hypothetically he had lied us into the war in the Balkans, you know, Bosnia and Serbia and Kosovo.
Oh, they would have crucified him.
Right, right. That's the whole thing. I mean, look what they did to him. Look what they did to him for lying about sex. And suppose Clinton has falsely told us that Milosevic had weapons of mass destruction and had links to our worst terrorist enemies. Yeah. People like Henry Hyde, Republicans like that, extremely right-wing
Republicans,
they would have burned Clinton at the stake for that.
I know. Jerry, I don't know what to tell you, but I got to move on.
The hypocrisy and the double standards for these Republicans is incredible.
Yeah, I know. It's awful. Jerry, thanks for checking in. Thanks for checking in. I appreciate it. Yeah, I've said before in this program, I listen a lot to Air America. If I'm going to listen to radio, if I'm not listening to, we have an NPR station here that plays a lot of classical music. I don't know who in the hell the composer is, you know, but I like it. And it relaxes me. It relaxes a kid. So, you know, we listen. I just know the station I listen to, they play an awful lot of Mozart, and I do happen to like Mozart. So anyway, I either listen to that or... if I'm going to listen to AM radio, what the hell am I going to listen to, right? I listen to Air America. I do. I'm one of their biggest fans. I wish I could get one of those ratings books, you know, from Arbitron. Oh, my God. But anyway, so, that happened today. And I heard Randy struggling with this guy whose IQ was room temperature. I've never heard, you know, I don't get morons like that that call my show. I don't. And I guess the reason Randy does it is because she's more patient. You know, she'll give these people a shot. I'll give them a shot too, but not the same kind of shot. You know what I'm saying? But there's Randy, you know, and there's my girl Randy just struggling with this jackass. You know, just beating him to death with facts, beating him to death with the truth. And this guy was like a vampire. No matter how many times she knocked him down, He's getting up. And I'm standing there screaming, put the stake in him! Get the stake, Randy! Right in his chest! You know, and then I'm thinking, Buffy, where's Buffy? Jesus, go to the studio here. Help her out. It's awful. It's awful. So I know, yeah, if you listen to the Randy Rose program today, you might have heard that. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And that's a huge chunk of the American population thinks that way. Maybe the majority. Regarding the Schumer thing, I just have to just revisit this for a second. You know, Schumer, Senator Schumer says he's uncertain now whether he can vote to confirm Gonzales because Schumer is worried that Gonzales would not play a conciliatory role when nominees come up for the federal bench. You know, right-wing ideologues, neo-Nazis. And Schumer must be out of his mind. He must be insane. A conciliatory role from anybody in the Bush crime family or even any Republican? They're not into, hands across the ocean. They're not into kumbaya. They're not into conciliatory. They're into destroying the Democratic Party, and they've done a pretty good job of it with the help of the Democratic Party. But here's Schumer. I guess Schumer believes he's got a safe seat. Oh, well, you know, I'm Jewish. This is New York. I'll be here forever. You know, okay, well, believe that way, pal. So there he is talking about, he's worried about, Gonzales is not conciliatory enough. Well, this upset our senior correspondent out in Minnesota, Chris, so much that he sends me an email. About half of which I can't repeat because my senior correspondent, when he gets his dander up, you know, he goes right away for the F word and the MF word and all kinds of bad words. Very, very well spoken, our senior correspondent, and uses these cuss words excellently. I love the way that. But anyway, so I'll say blank. But he wrote, blah, 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 and this is why, Chris writes, the Democratic Party fails time and time again. Because they have blanking freaks like Schumer in their party. Spineless blanks that go into hearings with a guy whose signature is on a memo advocating torture. And they are predisposed to voting for him, but now they're not so sure? Oh, he's not so sure. Not because of anything that Gonzales believes in, like ripping your fingernails out and sticking them in your rectum, or having a dog gnaw on your leg and you can't take anymore. Schumer isn't so sure because Gonzales was mealy-mouthed and didn't want to say much of anything about judicial appointments or defending his love of torture. And they wonder why people hate Democrats and vote for the Green Party or other independents. Well, I had to edit the email here from Chris. But when I read the story in Newsday, it's just astonishing. Astonishing. There's not a senator in Washington who goes into those hearings, Democrat or Republican, who are not fully briefed on the person that they're about to question. Ha, ha, ha. They are fully briefed. Schumer knows everything there is to know about Gonzales because Schumer has an excellent staff and they provide him with the information. So he knows. So he's going to come out later and say, well, you know, I didn't like the fact that he was not conciliatory about judicial appointments. Hey, Senator, this guy wrote memos authorizing torture!
Emerging research suggests you consume substantial quantities of tomatoes every day to reduce your risk of cancer.
5 tomatoes every day?
To get your daily dose, try Lycomato.
Day after day.
All the power of five whole tomatoes in one little pill. With lycopene and all the other antioxidants found naturally in the tomato.
You're talking 152 tomatoes a month?
The power of five tomatoes in one little pill.
That's 1,825 tomatoes a year.
Look for Vitamin Shoppe brand lycopene with Lycomato in your local vitamin shop.
This January on the Sci-Fi Channel.
We need to be strong. We need to stay focused.
Humanity has one last chance.
The war is over.
It hasn't begun yet. Battlestar Galactica. Where last year's Sci-Fi Channel miniseries event ended, an epic adventure begins.
She's a Cylon. I'm afraid I'm going to hurt someone.
An all-new Sci-Fi Channel original series.
I never wanted this kind of responsibility.
Welcome to the big leagues. Battlestar Galactica. Premieres tonight at 9, 8 Central. Only on the Sci-Fi Channel.
Are you a diabetic? Do you have Medicare or private insurance? If you do, here's some great news that could save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, iCare may be able to provide your supplies at no cost to you. Here's why. We work with Medicare and most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits, so we can ship your supplies free right to your door. So I want you to call us right now. 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. So if you have diabetes, we make it real easy for you here at iCare. We are an approved Medicare provider, and we do all the paperwork, so all you have to do is call. Toll free, 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. That's 800-720-5868. Remember, at iCare, we care.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or massive totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. With Sears Cabinet Refacing, choose from hundreds of decorator styles to help create the kitchen of your dreams. Your kitchen can look brand new in about 4 to 6 days. Products and services are provided by a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's Cabinet Refacing from Sears Home Services. 1-800-828-1200. That's 1-800-828-1200. 1200.
Hey, you've reached Chris and Jim. Leave a message. Hey, sweetie, it's me. You're not going to believe this. I'm still here. Looks like I'm going to be late again, so don't wait for me for dinner, okay? I'm really sorry. I love you. See you later. Okay. Bye.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and EqualMarriage.ca.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Doing talk radio right. From the left, it's more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 10 before the hour. The usual crew assisted tonight. Jason Isaac and Colin Tifton in New York engineered. Linda Blake in New York handled the calls coming in. Chris in Minnesota, of course, our senior correspondent, Mark Marshall. MaximumInteractive.com, our webmaster, Ben Birch, WhiteRoseSociety.org. Archives the program. Jim in Arkansas is our excellent music bureau chief. And, of course, the program is executively produced by Catherine Bay. excuse me, two websites. You got to visit airamericaradio.com and mikemalloy.com, okay? And again, I will be out of here tomorrow and Monday. And provided the surgeon doesn't drop something down my throat, I'll be back Tuesday. God, I hate this. Oh, well. Adam is calling from Hoboken. Adam, welcome to the program. I'm sorry you had to hold on so long.
No problem, Mike. Good to be on here. I was wondering, a lot of people have been talking about the Democratic Party. The 1996 welfare reform bill that was basically written by the Republicans in Congress and Clinton signed.
Right.
Since then, has anyone done a study about really the harmful effects of that bill? I'm just curious, has there been, has poverty, increased by a huge amount, based on the initiatives in that bill, and homelessness, increased a huge amount based on the initiatives of that bill? I'm just wondering.
I can't quote you any sources, but I think there have been some very definitive studies done, and I either am imagining this or actually have read synopses of these studies or articles people have emailed to me or what have you that indicate that the welfare reform program worked great for people who were advocating no welfare, but for the people who were actually dealing with it, it's been kind of a mixed results. A lot of single mothers who had kids at home had to go to work, and of course, this is an example, couldn't provide daycare for their kids. So
right.
the kids were kind of left alone to fend for themselves, or a relative might come over, or a boyfriend. In a lot of instances, a boyfriend will wind up killing the child or beating the child severely, or the child will wind up in a gang on the street killing other people or being killed. Conservatives would look at that as kind of social Darwinism. Well, the woman shouldn't have got pregnant. The woman shouldn't have had kids, or whatever their rationale is. As far as in-depth answer to your question, I just can't give it to you tonight. But if you do a Google on this, you'll probably come up with some stuff, Adam.
Sure. Why did so many Democrats vote for this bill, and why did Clinton?
Because the Democrats, way back when you're talking about, Democrats were not Democrats. They were Republican light. Remember, the Democrats were being directed by people like Al Fromm and Al Gore and Bill Clinton and the people like that who were Democratic Leadership Council, DLC. These were not Democrats. These were moderate Republicans, which means they were only moderately criminals, thieves, liars, sneaks, and cheats. And all you're hearing here is my opinion. It goes without saying. This is just my opinion. But, I've met those people because I've worked in radio. I've talked with those people. And every time I've shaken Terry McAuliffe's hand, I immediately duck in the bathroom and count my fingers. To make sure that he didn't steal. He'd take a couple, these people, the reason I'm so down on Democrats, Democratic Party leadership, not Democrat, not rank and file average dude in the street or dudette in the factory. And no, I'm talking about the leadership. The reason I'm down on them is because they have betrayed the party. They betrayed me. They're liars. They are not Democrats. They are some form of hybrid a Republican, and I don't like them. So, when welfare reform came around, written by the Republicans, the Democrats voted for it, figuring, well, this will give me cover, this will give me protection, so my opponent in the next election can't say that I voted against welfare reform to get these lazy bastards off welfare. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm, exactly.
That's what they do. That's what Democrats do. Rather than the Democrats standing up and saying, no, we're not going to vote for this piece of crap welfare reform. Of course, the Republicans were in the majority in the House when it was written. But if the Democrats would have said, no, here's a welfare reform for you, here's something, and made it based on Democratic Party ideals that used to exist, which no longer exist, in the leadership. It still exists in the hearts and minds of Democrats, excuse me, like me, and like thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of Democrats who are out there right now wandering around thinking, what the hell has happened to my party? It's not just me. You know, there are millions of Democrats who feel that way. So, a crappy answer. I'm sorry. That's the best I can do. All right?
That was very good. I appreciate it.
All right, Adam. Thanks for checking in. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Take care. All right. We don't have any time for another call. I'm sorry. I know a lot of folks got left on hold. I apologize. Sue me. All right. I'm going to be, like I said, out of here tomorrow and Monday. Linda in New York has come up with some sort of best of program. I don't know what it is. It might be chunks of programs. But, you know, she usually does a pretty good job. So whatever she has decided on, it'll be on the air tomorrow night and Monday night. So when you tune in and you go, Jesus, I've heard this before. Yeah, you have. I'll see you Tuesday, I hope. I don't know. You know, who knows? What, you doing the Kevin Kinney thing? Oh, that's right. I'm used to... See, I'm like one of Pavlov's dogs. I hear that music, I think, damn, it's Friday. I already had the surgery. All right, listen, thanks for participating tonight. Take care. Watch your back. I'll see you Tuesday. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Oops. Oops, I almost forgot. Have a great weekend, Kevin Kinney, wherever you are.
If your debt is out of control and you are buried with credit card bills, there's a secret you should know. Debt Relief of America can eliminate up to 75% of your credit card debt. That means principal and interest gone. Here's how it works. Credit card companies don't want the average consumer to know about special policies they have to help them recover on late bills. Debt Relief of America negotiates with the credit card companies on your behalf using these secret programs so that you can eliminate up to 75% of your debt. This is more than just a reduction in interest. This means your credit card bills are gone. They do all the work for you so you get the best possible settlement. Eliminate your late fees and avoid the stigma that comes from going bankrupt. Call now for your free, no-obligation professional debt relief consultation. Call for free information now. 800-637-9841. 800-637-9841. Wipe your debt clean. Call 800-637-9841. That's 800-637-9841.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. The search for survivors in the deadly mudslide in La Conchita, California is over. Rescue workers held a memorial service for the 10 people who lost their lives when a collapsing hillside swallowed about 15 homes in the seaside community. Fire Chief Bob Roper made the announcement on Thursday after a portion of the mudslide moved an additional 6 feet.
There's no more confirmed missing. There's no significant voids. That the mud mass now surrounding the area is preempting any oxygen from anybody who might be there.
Ventura County officials said they'd help residents move their belongings out of condemned homes, but no efforts are planned to avert further mudslides. Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig has announced a historic agreement between Major League Baseball and the Players Association on a steroids testing policy.
We've agreed on a new, much tougher drug testing program that is designed to rid our game of performance-enhancing drugs.
Every player in the league will be tested for banned substances at least once a year. If a player has four offenses, he'll be suspended for 1 year without pay. Vice President Dick Cheney is sounding more warnings about Social Security, citing longtime worries about insolvency. Cheney said the nation cannot delay reforms in the federal entitlement system.
And in politics, there's always a temptation to kick the can down the road.